Someone liked your announcing in an Instagram comment.
What did they say?
Said you deserve a raise, so you gotta tell Matt that.
There we go. Who commented that?
I don't know who that is. It was on Pitching Ninja. They pitched something about Matt Wilkinson.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pop these with them. They smell like crap.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. What?
I'm gonna build somebody here.
Yeah. What's up? Violin national anthem? Is that what that is?
Yep. If they can find a microphone that works.
Steve gets the day off?
Yeah. My phone is still blowing up in the tuck room.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I know.
But the Lake County guy just texted me. He writes for SI.
Okay.
And he sent me his article and he was like, dude, this was awesome.
I mean, he ran through them.
Yeah. Even the agent that I was talking to, he goes, dude, that guy was shoving.
Yeah.
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 Fun day or kids fun weekend.
Yeah.
We're gonna see a lot of kids. Free trial of Apple TV. Yeah. Already out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you would have told me Cleveland and Atlanta battling it out in the weekend series,
good TV.
It'd be good TV between the two best records in baseball.
Yeah.
What a blast.
Yeah. They're making it work. I mean, I thought they were going to be a little bit better than people thought they were going to be. But
yeah, I did too. I thought we were going to go 500, or a little bit above 500.
So far, so good. Long season. Good start.
Yeah, long season. Long season. But
good start.
They have all the tangibles of it. Unlike 22. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this team seems more sustainable.
Yeah,
I thought 22 was not sustainable. They sustained it. This team, I think, will be less. I'm a new soul, I can do this kind of world, hoping I can learn about how to give and take. But since I came,
Pelicans and the Lynchburg Hillcats. We're live here from the Bank of the James Stadium in the Hill City on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. I'm Connor Young. We have a lot to get through before first pitch, including an exclusive interview with the tugboat himself, Matt Wilkinson. Jason Pro conducted that interview right after his 15 strikeout performance last night. I cannot wait for you guys to get to listen on that. It's coming up soon. But first, let's take a look back at the series so far between the Pels and the Cats. It was a hot start in game one for a red-hot Lynchburg team coming back home to Lynchburg after a great series against the Salem Red Sox. They scored 6 runs in the third inning and would lead 6-0 all the way through the middle innings off the back of a great start. from Rorik Maltrue. The Cats were cruising through game one, holding a 5-run lead all the way up to the 7th inning. That's when disaster struck for Lynchburg, and the Pelicans took over. Myrtle Beach, they were fueled by a great relief appearance from Kenton Egbert, who should be pitching here again in the Bank of the James on Sunday. The Pelicans mounted the extra inning comeback, taking game one in heartbreaking fashion here in Lynchburg. Game two, not much better for Lynchburg. The Hillcats offense was stymied by Myrtle Beach starter Nick Dean, and all the Cats bats were able to manage were a lackluster 2 runs, much like one big inning was the majority of the scoring for Lynchburg in game one. The same could be said for Myrtle Beach in game two. They exploded for an 8-run 6th inning, which would be more than enough insurance to topple Lynchburg in game two, setting them ahead 2-0 in the series. And the pitching for Myrtle Beach down the stretch in both those games and in game three, which we're going to get to in just a moment, has been stellar, which is kind of counter to what we thought might be true of this Myrtle Beach team after a couple of series in the Carolina League. Things were looking good for the Pelicans. There was just one problem. The tugboat was due on the mound for Lynchburg in Game 3. Matt Wilkinson struck out 15 batters through 6 innings, just a buzzsaw. I mean, we talked about it all night long on the broadcast. America has been talking about it on social media nonstop since. The Hillcat faithful, they can't get enough of the tugboat either. It truly was an otherworldly performance for Matt Wilkinson, one of the best in Hillcats franchise history all time. And not too much worse from Josh Harlow and Robert Weigelnick, rather. They would relieve tugboat. And by day's end, it would be a season-best 20-strikeout performance for the trio of Hillcats arms. To Myrtle Beach credit, their staff twirled a great outing as well, only allowing the Hillcats to crash home 3 times, but all they needed was 1 run, as the Cats would shut out Myrtle Beach in Game 3, taking the first game of the series and putting Lynchburg in striking distance of evening up the series today. However, for Lynchburg, the bats have yet to wake up here in this series. We haven't seen that prototypical power lineup for Lynchburg. The 1-2-3 hitters have struggled a bit, looking to jumpstart the offense here in Game 4, but on the mound, they've been very solid, especially as of late, which brings us to our pitching duo for this evening. Jackson Humphreys will be taking the mound for Lynchburg in his last outing here in the Hill City. Well, it didn't go the big lefty's way. 2 hits, 4 walks, 6 earned runs, all before recording a single out. That was the stat line for Jackson Humphreys on April 10th against the Fredericksburg Nationals. He did bounce back in his next appearance where he didn't allow a run and showed the strikeout stuff that has earned him the 13th spot on the Cleveland Guardians top prospect list. He just hasn't shown it in Lynchburg, at least in the Bank of the James Stadium, that is, in 2024 quite yet. He's got a great opportunity to show this home Hillcat crowd what he's capable of and what Jackson Humphreys baseball is all about. He's a guy the Guardians organization has a lot of hope for. There's going to be a lot of eyes on Jackson Humphreys here in Lynchburg tonight. And on the other end, for Myrtle Beach, it will be another southpaw, Marino Santi. Santi is 22 years old and was signed as an international free agent by Chicago in 2020. He's got a 4-pitch mix, half of his repertoire being fastballs, a 4-seamer and a 2-seamer. The other 2 pitches, a curve and a change. Starting pitching and pitching in general is a serious worry for Myrtle Beach, as we've talked about through their first couple of series coming into Lynchburg. So far, though, things have been solid on the hill for Buddy Bailey, and Santi looks to keep the good times rolling for Myrtle Beach and get the Pelicans back in the win column after an absolute domination from Matt Wilkinson in the Hillcats' arms just 24 hours ago. Time for the Carolina League scoreboard and standing as we take a look around the Carolina League on this Friday evening. Salem and Carolina, they're going to square off in just a matter of minutes in Salem. And Salem was about to, or in Carolina rather, Salem, they were able to hold on and take the first game of the series off the Mudcats in the series last night, just like the Cats were able to manage over the Pels, get their first win over Myrtle Beach here in Lynchburg. Charleston and Kannapolis, they're set to go at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The Ballers will have 3 more games at home before making the trip across state lines to the Commonwealth. They'll be hosted by the Hillcats in a 6-game series starting up on Tuesday. Flame-throwing Harley and Susanna. We saw him in Lynchburg for the Fred Nats. He'll take the rubber for Fredericksburg against the 2-15 Shorebirds as he looks for his first win in the young season. Harley and Susanna, a pitcher to watch and a fun one to watch. I'll tell you what, he lights up the radar gun in triple digits on that heater more often than not. And the Green Jackets and the Fireflies, Wood Ducks and Woodpeckers round out the Carolina League slate. But before we look closer to home here in the Berg, let's quickly set the stage for the current Carolina League standings. In the Hillcats North and the Pelicans South. In the North, the Hillcats, they're in the 4th spot, 5 games out of 1st, 9-9, dead even record. Down East Wood Ducks ahead of them at 9-8. Fredericksburg in 2nd place, 12-6. Carolina Mudcats, continue to reign on top. They have yet to relinquish that first place hold as they lead the division at 14-4. Salem Red Sox behind the Hillcats at 7-11. Del Marva round things up in 11.5 games out of first place already with just a 2-15 record. In the South, Columbia, they're on top, 11-6, the record for the Fireflies. Fayetteville is one game behind, 11-7, with Kannapolis nipping at their heels at 10-7. So the top three teams in the South, all in contention for the first place spot. It's a much more contentious South division in comparison to the North. Augusta, 8-10. Charleston behind them at 6-11. Myrtle Beach matches them at 6-11 as well in last place. Those two tied for the bottom spot, both five games out of first place. With that, time to preview the starting lineup, starting with your home Hillcats, Jordan Smith. He's decided to align the Hillcats as follows. Tommy Hawk leading off in center field today. Ralphie Velasquez will work back into the lineup after his 11-game hot streak at the plate was broken by the Pelicans last game. No Churio in the third spot, and Tunez will be taking over those duties as he has the longest active hit streak now of any Hillcat, currently the tally up to four straight games. Esteban Gonzalez moves up the lineup. He'll bat fourth for Jordan Smith, Napchick in fifth. Benjamin's batting sixth, and Robert Lopez, he had a two-hit day on Thursday. He'll be behind the plate once again, batting seventh. Rafael Ramirez Jr. back in the lineup. He has looked more comfortable at the dish as of late and bats eighth. Rounding things up once again, Jose Pastrano batting ninth. The Pelicans, they'll have two Hernandez brothers at the top of the lineup. Alexis leads off. Christian bats second. Preciado bats third. And in the fourth spot, Andy Gariola. Fonzen Rosario, he'll hit fifth for the second game in a row. Still in search of his first hit as a member of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans this season. Hitting sixth will be Paciola, batting behind him. Hernandez in the lineup, the third Hernandez. This time Frank, he will do the catching for Marino Santi and bats seventh, while Lionel Espinoza slides into the eighth spot. Drew Bowser bats ninth. When we come back, we're going to listen in on one of the most anticipated interviews we have had on the pregame show so far this season. Jason Brill sat down and spoke with Matt Wilkinson right after he struck out 15 Pelicans in just six innings one game ago. Matt explains the tugboat moniker, his approach, and so much more. You don't want to miss it. Coming right up after these messages.
Sounded good. It is a long time to just go without a break.
Yeah.
It sounded good.
Thanks. I was thinking, we don't need to do this. Maybe it wouldn't even really work, but even if there was, like, something I could play, like a... Here's the starting lineup for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Like, a voiceover kind of thing to separate it. You know what I mean? So there'd be like, we're switching segments without me having to do it. I don't know. Just an idea. I don't know
if you want to do something like players introduce themselves? Or...
Oh, that'd be cool. Maybe. I don't know. I was just thinking, like, something like, and here's this, it wouldn't have to be presented by, because we don't have a sponsor for it, but, like, and here's the starting lineup presented by Foster Fuel, or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's like a, now we're switching segments. Instead of just, like, going into it. I don't know.
Into it.
I don't think it's something we need to do. Like, it's not a huge deal. I was just trying to think about how to make it sound better, flow better.
Yeah. It's tough, because Rob really wants to partner with the radio podcast.
Right.
I'd love to be able to do something with just whatever box. We might be able to get a drop or something.
Yeah. Recorded. Yeah. I don't know. Just an idea. Probably maybe more work than it's worth.
I'll think about it. And we definitely won't be for the next series.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wilkinson, you gotta love him. I know Lynchburg fans do, and Guardian fans alike. They both can't get enough of the tugboat. Another Lynchburg arm Guardians fan will be tracking closely. The 13th ranked prospect in Cleveland system. And the Cats starting arm today, Jackson Humphreys, will see him in just a moment. As Jason Brill and myself will be joining you on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network in Bally Live to see the Hillcats take the field, the national anthem, and first pitch right from the bank of the team. Join in for that and a whole lot more when we come back.
Friday, the weekend has finally arrived, and it's been a fun weekend of baseball in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you alongside Connor Youngby. He will set the first pitch between Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach. Today, the Hillcats got the better of the Pelicans as Matt Wilkinson picked up 15. That's right, 1-5. 15 strikeouts in round 3. 3-0 shutout victory over Myrtle Beach. It's gone viral on social media. If you haven't seen it yet, you must be living under a rock or under a boat. Tugboat was dominant last night on the mound here in the Hills. But tonight, it'll be Jackson Humphreys for the Hillcats and Reno Santi for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Those will be the two arms. Santi, he has great numbers against the Hillcats. We'll talk about that after we meet the defense and the national anthem against Steve Stillwell.
Right fielder, number 4, Wilfredo Montigny. Going center field, number 5, Tommy Hawk. Left fielder, number 9, Esteban Gonzalez. And at first base, number 24, Ralphie Velasquez. Second baseman, number 2, Juan Benjamin. And shortstop, number 6, Rafael Ramirez Jr. And third base, number 10, Christian Natchez. And then behind the plate, number 12, Robert Lopez. The designated hitter for your Hillcats tonight, number 1, Jose Pastrano. And on the mound, number 15, number 39, Jordan Smith. And at this time, we ask that you please rise. This time, and remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem tonight by T.C. Miller Violin Group, plus one.
Rendition of the national anthem as it's time for first pitch in the Hill City. A chilly Friday evening.
He's
had not even an up and down season. It's been a rough start to the campaign. Last time out here, 1 2/3. Didn't have no hits, one walk, four strikeouts, and no runs. But his first outing was a bit of a struggle. Left a lot to be desired. But the overall season has been up and down. So this is what he has for us here this evening. Tell her what can you tell us about him.
Yeah, Humphreys, I mean, his stats at this point in the season don't look too good. One loss, an ERA over 30, yeah, 32.4 ERA. Just really just one really bad blow-up start. Didn't record a single out before allowing six runs on four walks, two hits. But his last game, he came in relief, hitting in 2/3, no hits, just one walk, which is big because he walked a lot in that first start here in Lynchburg, while also striking out four, showcasing that strikeout stuff and not allowing a run. Now, I'm sure Jordan Smith and the Hellcats are going to look for more than just an inning and 2/3 to work from him as he started the game here in game four. But if he can tap in more to that point we saw in his last start here in Lynchburg, he should be in good shape.
And now take us to the lineup for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Some familiar faces that have done some damage to the Hellcats this week.
Yeah, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Both Hernandez brothers at the top, Alexis, then Christian. Christian, the two hole, he's been fantastic so far this series. Preciado will bat third. Gariola bat fourth. A lot of power in the four spot for the DH. Rosario bats fifth in center field, still looking for his first hit as a member of the Pelicans. Paciola behind him. Frank Hernandez, the catcher, the third Hernandez in the lineup. He'll bat seventh. Espinoza and Drew Bowser round things up. Every single one of them who played yesterday looking for more success than they were able to muster against Adam Wilkins.
There was not much success to speak of. No hits through six innings for the Tugboat. Jackson Humphreys, we're not looking for him to replicate that. I think too. We have to have reasonable expectations for a start, but anything close to what we saw yesterday would have Guardians fans buzzing. Left-hander comes set against the right-handed Hernandez. He kicks and fires. And we are underway off of Ford Avenue here in Lynchburg, Virginia. The first pitch time, 6:32. 66 degrees here at first pitch, but fully cloudy up above. Left-hander. High leg kick and fires it out wide. One ball, one strike.
We only saw one at-bat from Alexis Hernandez as he replaced his brother after he was tossed by home plate umpire Gustavo Garza. So he relieved his brother and came in at short. Went 0-for-1 with a strikeout.
The 1-1. Down and in, ball two. Brother Christian, who stands on deck, he got into it with today's first base umpire, Gustavo Garza. Derek Pacheco calling balls and strikes tonight. But Christian Hernandez, he was unhappy about the strike zone, and that has been the common sentiment with Garza behind the dish this series. As nobody's been happy. He's been giving the same corner, and it's gotten wider and wider. The 2-2. Rolls the string on it, and Hernandez goes down fishing.
First strikeout of the day for Jackson Humphreys. Obviously, the strikeout was a big problem for Myrtle Beach yesterday, but that's not just a problem that's related to Matt Wilkinson. They lead the Carolina League in strikeouts this season as a group.
Christian Hernandez digs in now. He struck out three times yesterday, every time looking. Well, he was ejected from the ball game. He takes a big bender for a called strike. Not often you see that. Maybe he got tossed to avoid the golden sombrero. The 0-1. Half-hearted effort on a breaking ball in the dirt. He has yet to see a fastball in this at-bat. Down 0-2.
This outing from Humphrey is already better than his first here at Lynchburg. He's able to record an out, which he wasn't able to do in start one.
Humphreys with his bright red glove fires it just above the belt. One ball, two strikes. Went with the fastball at 93, and Hernandez wisely laid off. Those are enticing pitches that a lot of young guys, their eyes will light up. Try at 1-2. Breaking ball chopped over the mound. Behind the bag, Benjamin. A little sidearm front at the first, one down. Nice easy play there for Benjamin. Preciado will take his cuts.
Preciado has been good for Myrtle Beach in this series. He went 0-3 yesterday, 0-3 with one walk and two strikeouts. Just two hits on the day for all of Myrtle Beach. But Preciado, he can hit for average, and he's driven the ball in some gaps, knocked in some runs. He's been good for Myrtle Beach.
Preciado was the first base runner to reach yesterday as he walked in the fourth inning. Popped up on the infield. In foul territory, Lopez tracking it toward the warning track, and that's the ground pass, and the inning goes 1-2-3. So for the fourth time this series, a 1-2-3 first inning for Hillcats pitching. This is the only time, though, they didn't strike out the side. We have the bottom half of the first in the Hill City, the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
And maintaining the integrity of our core values. And we're trying to make good on our commitments for each of our communities. Strength, trust, commitment. Standing on this foundation, we're strong and stand ready for you. I'm Bob Chapman, and I invite you to my success.
If you're Hillcats supported by a brother to spell out wings, the first 100 fans will receive a Buffalo Wild Wings coupon. Buffalo Wild Wings on Horse Road is the place to celebrate before and after Hillcats games. Join them for their BOGO Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Plus, by becoming a Blazer Rewards member, you can score free peanut food and more just for your loyalty. Buffalo Wild Wings on Horse Road in Lynchburg, the greatest of all time.
Hoover Family McDonald's has sponsored the McDouble of the game. When a Hillcats player hits a double, players sitting in the selected McDouble sections will go home with a free McDouble coupon courtesy of Hoover Family McDonald's. Tonight's McDouble section is Section 10.
Well, for all of Myrtle Beach's pitching struggles, Marino Santi has been the exact opposite. He's yet to pick up a decision. He's got a 4 ERA, but at times he has been literally unhittable. Last season, he was 5-8 in the Rays game against the Rays. He is the 6th hitter in the franchise. What kind of numbers does Santi pull up?
Yeah, for Santi, he's gone 3 innings every single time he's gone out. His last one was his best so far this season. 3 hits, 1 run. It wasn't earned. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. The walk has been a bit of an issue for him. 7 or 8 walks, rather, in just 9 innings pitched so far this season.
Left-hander fires it out wide for ball 1 to Tommy Hawk. Santi versus the Hillcats. He's made 2 appearances, 1 start, 6 innings of work, 4 hits, 1 run, No earned runs allowed. Walk 5, struck out 9. Left-hander has it fouled away by Tommy Hawk. Hawk hitting 318, no home runs, 3 RBIs. He's hitting in the top of the order today. We haven't seen him in this spot yet this series. The 1-1. Well behind the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Santi works 4-seam, 2-seam, curveball, changeup. 4-pitch repertoire for the lefty. He fires. A little bit off the outside edge. If this was a different night, that might have been a strike.
Absolutely would have. Santi, last season, 3-for-2, 3.12 ERA in 75-inning pitch. He was fantastic for Myrtle Beach 1 year ago.
I'm shocked to see him still down here as the 2-2 fouled away, heading right toward the party deck. Nobody board, nobody out. The 2-2. Hawk goes fishing. One down.
Really good looking curveball. A lot of late bite to that one for Santi. You know, Jason, as good as the Hillcats are have been inning number one, Myrtle Beach, they've been just as good. It's really taken a while for both of these lineups to get going. And I have to say, Ralphie Velasquez, he must have gotten a new cleat shipment because his cleats yesterday were new. They had the green on the bottom with the whites. These ones are even better. Perfect with the Hillcats colors.
First pitch swinging on a fastball at 94. Santi gearing back for Velasquez. Jordan Smith said before the game in an interview with a local reporter that teams are pitching Velasquez differently than everybody else in the lineup, but it's pretty evident. 0-1. Big breaking ball. Velasquez fished for strike 2. Ralphie batting 328, 4 home runs, 17 RBIs. He's been held relatively quiet in this series, though. The 0-2. Out wide. Velasquez wisely laid off. It can be difficult. Coming into a league, everybody knows who the best prospects are. It's not a secret. You have a target on your back. You're Velasquez, and every pitcher is gearing to get you out. 1-2. Another curveball that he fights off. Stay alive.
Especially when you come into the league and you start playing like one of the best prospects. It's one thing to have the hype, it's another thing to back it up. Velasquez certainly doing that in the early goings.
Lefty pauses and fires. Ground ball back up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Christian Hernandez. Spins, throws, and retires Velasquez. Two down.
Good range there from Hernandez. We've seen that throughout the series, whether he's that short or second. He's got some good range. He's able to get Velasquez in time.
Alfredo Antunez will step in. Gives his typical bat tap to both the catcher and the home plate umpire. Antunez, he's been hitting a lot better as of late. He pops it up left field, and maybe I spoke too soon. Preciado will settle underneath it, and the inning is over. Only 1-2-3 first for both relievers. Both starters. We head to the second here in Lynchburg. Lynchburg Hillcats ready to go.
When bucket, the check. Points, the redeeming. Or trips, the crushes. Or anniversary, the celebrating. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why. The 24 trusted brand by Wyndham to choose from. From Wyndham's way, get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Thank you to J&J, the Landscape Supply Center, for sponsoring the Hillcats Browner. Go to J&J for all of your residential and commercial landscaping supply needs, located at 14179 Ward Road across the Lynchburg Airport, or visit us on the web at jmjcompanies.com for more information.
Attention baseball fans, are you ready to catch the Surfside Wave? Get on your feet and join the buzz while you're enjoying your favorite team. Don't forget to grab a Surfside Iced Tea Plus Vodka. Perfect blend of premium vodka and real tea with only 100 calories.
Rosario and Cassiola.
All with absolutely zero
calories. We do up for Lovitz here in the second. Jackson Humphrey is back on.
Man eliminated
his second. He's yet to go two innings this season. Last outing, he did go inning 2/3, so we'll see how long he gets to go. My hope is that he can get it for 3 innings. Just never know. Minor league baseball. Just like last night, we did not know that Tugboat was going to go 6 and 15 strikeouts. They probably went let him go above his pitch count for the evening.
Yeah, Wilkinson was firing on all cylinders. So far, so good for Humphrey. 1-2-3. First inning, number 1-2-3 on the other end for the old cats. This has been the trend so far in this series. We'll say pitch count low for Humphreys. He was able to work through the top of the first pretty quickly for Lynchburg, so that bodes well for however long his day will be on the bump for Lynchburg today.
Lefty has a chop right back to him. That'll help. Takes his time and fires it to first. 1-1.
One pitch, one out. Open up the second. Rosario.
Alphonson Rosario. See his first look today. Went hitless in his debut yesterday. Lefty fires it a bit high and wide for ball one.
Pitch number 13 for Humphreys. Yeah, pitch count looking fantastic so far.
1-1 now as Rosario fouls it back above netting. Rosario, 6'6", 210 from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. He was drafted in the 6th round of last year's draft out of a high school down in Florida. 1-1. And 2.
Breaking ball looking really sharp from Humphreys today. I don't remember him looking that crisp in his first start here in Lynchburg. Not a lot going his way in that start, but today, man, it's looked good.
1-2. Pulls the spring on him again. The second strikeout of the day is registered as Rosario is set down. Cassiola. Cassiola. Picked up the first hit of the day yesterday, breaking up the no-hitter in the 8th inning. Double down the right field line. There's a little blooper that just fell in front of a diving Luis Durango, who took a bit of an awkward route as the first pitch misses up high for ball one. Durango just not able to get there in time, and that broke up the no-no. So if it wouldn't have happened there, they'd pick up another hit in the 9th inning. That's golf toward left field, hooking toward the corner. That could be trouble as it bounces against the T-Mobile sign. Good play by Gonzalez. He fires it in quickly. It's going to be a play at the bag. And Passiola just slides in safely out of the tag from Benjamin. As a two-out double. Afternoon. Passiola now in scoring position.
That's at least 3 straight games for Passiola with a hit. He had one yesterday to break up the no-hitter. Like you said, he had one as well the game prior. Well played there by Esteban Gonzalez off the wall, and I will say in left and center, right as well with Antunez, honestly. That's an outfield with some range for Lynchburg.
Frank Hernandez takes downstairs for ball one. And it's also important to note that the corner outfielders, they both have good arms today. Yep. We saw that throw from Gonzalez who played it off the wall deep into the corner. And was able to fire it on a line to second base. And Alfredo Antunez, he may have the best arm out of anyone in the outfield. He's in right field. Big breaking ball that broke well outside. One ball added to the count, ball two.
Frank Hernandez leads the team in average with 381. His playing time has been spotty to say the least. He does have enough batting plate appearances to be counted towards their team stats.
As a catcher, he's been getting on the day off today, repetitions. It's typical for most catchers in the Carolina League. Trying to preserve their knees for later down in their career. The 2-1. That's driven toward the right center field gap. Hawk on the run, ranging over, settling underneath it, and casually making the grab to end the frame. But the double does no damage as Humphreys works out of it. We have the bottom half of the second in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio.
Second inning brought to you by the Virginia State Police. Start your career in law enforcement with Virginia State Police and challenge yourself to make a difference in the Commonwealth.
Don't worry, career path. Your future is here. Visit GHUNER.com for more information and contact your recruiter today. All right, being directed into the field, one for time, capital one. What's in your wallet? Shuffle. All right, you got to keep watching here. Keep your eye on the prize. Is it number one, number two, or number three? Let me hear you. And the winner is number one. Take the play in the count of one. What's in your wallet? Shuffle.
Santi has played, he shoved his MILB total ERA in four seasons at 3.27. Obviously, that's adjusted for the different levels that he's been at. But even with Myrtle Beach last season, he had a 3.12 ERA. We saw that in the first inning, just how dominant he can be, right, Kyle?
Yeah, he worked right through the Hillcats, top of the order, striking out Tommy Hawk. And Velasquez to ground down in Junior's quick AB, where he flied out to left. That's going to bring up Esteban Gonzalez. Esteban Gonzalez not in the lineup yesterday, but he did go yard against Salem at the end of that series, his first home run of the season. More known for his speed, also tied for first in stolen bases on the Hillcats to 7.
Stole the words right out of my mouth as Gonzalez goes to lay one down and pulls back on a strike. Masciola was playing just a few steps off the edge of the grass, and he'll go back to that same position and see if Gonzalez decides to actually lay one down, maybe a pull. Bowser behind the bag at first. Fastball missing there at 92. One ball, one strike.
Not often you see the four-hole hitter lay one, try to lay one down, at least square around first pitch.
1-1. He lines that in the left field between the gap. Third and short. A leadoff single. Nice support from the play by Gonzalez. He rolled the
third base hit.
That way.
Hit it where they ain't. Esteban Gonzalez right through the hole at short third. Wouldn't be surprised if Jordan Smith wants to see some movement from Gonzalez Silver at first.
He does have 7 stolen bases on the season as Christian Napchick will step in. This is a very speedy lineup today. Every quick-footed guy on the team is in the lineup. It would be Tommy Hawk, Esteban Gonzalez, Christian Napchick. Only one that would have off today that you might be thinking of is Jason Churio. One out. In the dirt. Laying off is Napchick.
Napchick 2 hits yesterday. Every Hillcat who was able to have multi-hit games one game ago in the lineup once again, that's Napchick, Lopez, and Hawk.
Gonzalez has shown no inclination to run, but that could change. 2-0 pitch. Looks like Myrtle Beach was thinking the exact same thing I was as they fire over there. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, scoreless ball game. Santi delivers. The runner takes off. The pitch is upstairs. The throw down by Hernandez. Not in time. 8 stolen base of the year for Esteban Gonzalez as his numbers continue to increase. Pittsburgh has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. 3-0 count on Napchick. Now it's
expect him to be tanking all the way. Could be a situation where if he will play out of the order, he took a swing, but nevertheless, he draws ball four. Warren Banksman will take his cut with two awards and
two
awards.
Stolen base from Gonzalez, extra impressive for me with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball at the mask of Hernandez, pretty much pulling him out of his squat already, almost a pitch out. Gonzalez still able to get to second in time.
Corners pulled in case Lynchburg tries to play small ball. They're not going to be fooled by a 76-mile-an-hour curveball, but this is at the head of Benjamin. Good scoring opportunity here for Lynchburg. Think about throwing behind the runner, but they come home. Breaking ball misses a cannonball, too. Gonzalez, clearly in the mind of Santi, with his speed, can't really worry too much about him. Gotta go after Benjamin. He's struggling to find the zone, ball three. You mentioned at the start of the game that walks have been the issue this season. He has 8 walks and 9 innings of work. On the verge of tacking on his second here in the frame. 3-0. All four. And Santi clearly frustrated with himself. Bases are loaded. Nobody out for Robert Lopez. So the makings of what could be a big inning. As George Thanopoulos, the pitching coach for Myrtle Beach, thinking the exact same thing. He wants to go out and have a word. Trying to settle down his starter.
For the Oakcats, this is a spot you found yourself in multiple times this series already, although today you got no outs. I think both times they had the bases loaded in games 3 and 2. There was 2 outs. Now with Robert Lopez coming up to the dish, who has been swinging a good bat, 2 for 4 yesterday, you really need to give your starter some leeway and some insurance and show that you're capable of hitting when you need it most. You got a base loaded opportunity to score early, which has been evading the Hillcats so far this series. If you're Lopez, you just got to have a productive AB.
Lynchburg, fourth worst in the single A level. 154 runners left aboard. Second in the Carolina League behind the team they'll see next week in Kannapolis. 162. You don't want to creep closer here. Robert Lopez with the bases loaded. Takes a called strike on the inside edge. He disagrees with it. On strike one. I understand why he would disagree with it, but Gonzalez at third, next to get second, and Benjamin over at first. A lot of speed on the base paths. One misses down low. 1-1. Lopez. He's 0-for-2 with the bases loaded this season. Now we do have 2 RBIs and 2 walks as well. He goes around on a check swing. 1-2. A little bit too antsy there.
Myrtle Beach would 100% take a run scored for a double play. Lopez not the fastest. Something I'm sure Santi has in mind.
1-2. Went with the fastball. It's dribbled out in front of home plate, but foul. Lopez just able to get a piece of it. On the season, Lopez is batting 256. No home runs, 5 RBIs. Trying to loft one somewhere. Try to bring that runner home from third. 1-2. Long pause, and they say he went on the check swing. There's one down.
Best possible outcome for Marino Santi. Worst possible for the Hillcats, Robert Lopez. Now, a ground ball could potentially end things. Santi's certainly going to be looking for the double play.
Rafael Ramirez Jr. will take his cuts. He's batting 173. It's been tough sledding for him. RBI opportunity here as that goes over his head with a breaking ball. Ramirez ducked out of the way for ball one.
Breaking.
That would have been one way to score a run.
Yeah, I was just going to say, 75 miles an hour on a breaking ball. That's one you might think after, maybe I should have worn that one.
The one out. That broke right across the heart of the plate. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded, one down, bottom of the second inning. Santi having to make a lot of pitches. He's up over 30. The evening, his strike two is calling on Ramirez. Heavy dosage of curveballs. Ramirez has yet to see a fastball. We've seen a lot of curveballs from Santi in this inning. 1-2. Goes fastball here. That's popped up left field side and out of play. Good job by Ramirez to catch out to it.
Ramirez has looked a little bit more comfortable at the dish. The results haven't been where you would like it quite yet, but he has seemed to settle into Carolina League play over the last couple of games.
Use a base knock from him here. The 1-2, a curveball roped down the right field line, but out in front.
Good adjustment there for Rafael Ramirez Jr., though. He was able to straighten out that curveball, set on a ride. A little early. He's going to see a lot more breakers, especially with a 1-2 count. Santi, he can do just about whatever he wants here.
1-2. Yet again. Went down and away. Thought about offering, but decided better as that was in the other batter box. 2-2. Each team with one hit through two innings. Lynchburg's one hit is over at third base. Esteban Gonzalez. 2-2 tipped into the glove, and there's two down. So all of a sudden you went from bases loaded and nobody out to bases loaded and two down.
That was in Toronto out there. Designated hitter, number one,
but you see him put one in play. Pick up at least his fourth RBI. Get Lynchburg the early lead.
Got to give credit to Santi. He's done a good job battling back. Two straight strikeouts, but for Lynchburg, it's just more of the same.
Breaking ball, another curveball, another good one. Strike one. Curveball has been tough to pick up for Hillcats hitters. Almost be better to sit on the curveball than it is to sit on the fastball.
Yeah.
0-1. Curveball missed on a wide, even the count.
Wonder for Santi if it's something where he had trouble locating the fastball, back-to-back walks from Napchick and Benjamin. He's got a better feel for the curve today, relying on a little bit more heavily. Maybe that was just a game plan heading into things. Give him a heavy dose of breakers. It's worked.
His fastball here. That's right into the left field bases. Over the score, one and right to second ball around as well. Napchick trying to score, and it's off right, and he does. Two-run score for the Hillcats. And a two RBI single from Jose Toscano.
Wasn't it as clean as you would have thrown it up? Here they hold after Jordan Smith, but hey, Jose Pastrano, the nine hitter, does his job, drives two in. Order will flip around. Tommy Hawk, two hits yesterday, got a runner in scoring position.
His second plate appearance in as many innings, he struck out to open up the ball game. That was a nice pure swing from Jose Pastrano, capitalizing on an area that the Hillcats have struggled in this season. First pitch, fastball that misses downstairs and puts a two-shooter and a ball one. The throw probably would have beat Napchick had Preciado put it online. Just wasn't able to locate it. 1-0 is a curveball that misses in time. Hawk sold it a little bit. Ball two. Santi has given up two earned runs in two out of his three starts, make it three out of four today.
slow chopper up the first baseline, and it will stay foul. 2-1. Hawk after his first at-bat. Well, Wilfredo Antunez aside, who was in the hole when Hawk was at the plate, and offer him a word of advice, so he definitely picked something up from Santi in his first plate appearance. See what kind of adjustments he can make the rest of this at-bat. 2-1 from the lefty. Still fine with a fastball, 91, 2-2.
Good spot there from Santi, painting the outside black at 91. Tommy Hockey's definitely an experienced professional hitter. And knows how to make adjustments. He's going to have to make one on the 2-2.
The pitch is down low. Ball three in the full count. Runners will get a head start. Benjamin at second. Pastrano at first. Two RBI single. Lynchburg leading it 2-0. Hawk awaits the pitch. Here it comes. Runners go, and it's a slow dribbler up the third base line. And it'll just roll foul as the spin just took it over the line. That would have been perfectly executed as a swinging bunt had it stayed on the line.
Yep. Oh, it would have worked. Hawk would have been first by a mile. Now he just winded.
Something tells me Hawk doesn't get winded too easily, though.
Yeah, you might be right. I'd be winded.
I wouldn't have made it out of the batter's box before breathing heavy. We'll try it again at 3-2. Santi delivers. Let's go again. It's ball four. It's the fastball this time and away. Third walk of the inning issued by Santi. And that'll be the end of the rope for Santi. As Buddy Haley will make a move. He made a lot of pitches in this inning, and even though it's a 2-0 ball game, I believe he probably hit his pitch count. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we will meet the new arm on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Ivanski?
We have the attendant William down 50 for the ball against number 56, Mitchell Ivanski.
Mitchell Tyranski, 56.
What?
Mitchell Tyranski, 56.
Okay.
I think it's Tyranski. Okay. I think that's how you said it. Oh, 26.
All right, here we go, fans. Come on, you know this part. You can see
it,
let's go.
Mitchell Tyranski will be the new pitcher on for Reno Santi, who leaves with the bases loaded and two down in the bottom half of the second innings.
Then
give us some of the information on Tyranski.
Yeah, Tyranski, 26 years old. He spent some time in the Dodgers organization. However, was released by the Dodgers in March 2024. He didn't stay on the plane for long. The Cubs, they would snatch him up. Got a lot of experience in minor league baseball. He was originally drafted in the 12th round by the Dodgers. All the way back in 2019, played 3 years at Michigan State. He was really good there. 59 games, ERA of 3.37 through his whole tenure. And now, looking to get the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of a jam. Hillcats, most dangerous hitter at the dish.
He is 3 days older than I am. Rocky Velasquez steps in and takes one inside for ball one. I can honestly say I did not expect to call a game for somebody older than me this season at 26 years old. 1-0 from Tyranski. Down the way, two balls, no strikes.
This is where Ralphie can get dangerous. When he gets ahead in the count, of course, this might sound simple. This is the case for most hitters, but especially for Ralphie. When he gets up in the count, forces you to throw a fastball, that's when he can really lock in.
2-0.
He locks in there. He drives that to right field. Velasquez looking back as it caught at the wall. Oh, he sold it so well. The outfielder broke back as well. Oh, everyone in the ballpark thought that was gone, including Velasquez.
And me.
Wow. He just popped that off the end of the bat, and it's 2-0 as we head to the third here in Lynchburg.
Hey, Ben, are you looking
to
this chance to enjoy a perfect getaway?
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. I thought that one was gone.
So did he.
And so did Espinosa.
Yeah.
The way he took that.
Are you looking for a fun place to host a party? Whether you are hosting clients, entertaining employees, celebrating a birthday party, raising funds for your organization, or simply taking in a ballgame with a group of people, the Hill Camps will put together custom packages to make sure your event is a success. For more information, visit Lynchburg-HillCamps.com.
Well, sorry for that pump fake, folks. I thought that one had a lot more carry on it, but no wind at the ballpark. It's something we haven't been able to say very often this season.
Lynchburg leads it 2-0, heading to the third inning. Ralphie Velasquez just missing the grand slam. Carried it to the wall.
I was ready to get out of my seat, as was everybody in the ballpark. Connor, he was this close.
Yeah, I think he called it. I think it was just off the end of the bat. Didn't quite barrel it up. Made it close, though, because that's a big boy in the box. Muscled it out there. Wasn't able to get quite every stitch, but... it was a scare for sure for the Pelicans.
He got the fastball he was looking for in that situation. Just a little bit off the end of the bat. And Pelicans escaped the jam. 1-0 on Leonel Espinosa. Left-hander breaks it inside. Ball two. Humphreys, he's given up one hit through two innings of work. He can go a full three innings. He's only at 23 pitches. That fastball takes the edge. 2-1.
That one in at 89. We've seen him go to 93. A lot of the fastballs we've seen from Humphreys today hovering in the low 90s. Good location on the 89 mile an hour.
That time he went off speed. 2-2 as Espinosa swung through it. It's nice to see him mixing up his pitches well tonight. He's been able to miss, but miss effectively, which wasn't the case in his first outing in Lynchburg. 2-2. Strike three. Espinosa swings and misses a drop third strike. Third strikeout for Humphreys. Bowser will step in. Bowser, batting under 100. His average has bumped up a little bit this series. Hard to say when somebody's batting under 100. It is true. First pitch swinging, strike one.
Bowser, one of two Pelicans to notch a base hit yesterday. There was only two. Bowser got one, Passiola got the other.
Humphreys. Catches the flag. Right, two.
Humphreys can hone in on that pitch. Dangerous. Tugboat-esque.
It's hard to get your barrel out on a pitch like that.
I
Humphreys delivers. Popped out behind the plate. Lopez gives it a look, hustling toward it. It'll land out of play. Bowser will stay alive. It looks like it may have hit up in the skybox.
Deanna Britt, please come to the podium, please. Thank you.
Twenty-eight pitches now for Humphreys. Really good start to the at-bat. He starts him off with a fastball on the inside, then dots two on the outside. Bowser forced to protect on the third.
See if he goes breaking ball. And he does. They appeal. He gets rung up. Bowser in disbelief. As Gustavo Garza says, sit down and keep quiet. Second strikeout of the inning by Humphreys.
That's four on the day. For Jackson Humphreys, just a whole different demeanor, confident approach from what we saw on his last start. It's been night and day.
It's good to see a guy who has a lot of eyes on him in Lynchburg. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez, and his second AB is out wide for ball one. Humphreys, goes past him, 1-1. His strikeout high last season was 9, which came on August the 30th against Fredericksburg. 1-1, breaking ball, chop foul. So he does have strikeout stuff. He had 4 in his last outing against Salem. He's got 4 here today. See if he can get to number 5. Ahead of the count on Hernandez. Brother waits on deck. Here it comes. That's jolted towards center field. Hawk ranging back, drifting back, looking for the wall, and he'll reach up before the warning track to make the grab, and the inning is over. Hernandez gave it a ride, but Hawk was able to break the stop sign. We head to the bottom half of the third. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hillcats fans, be sure to vote for your favorite Hillcats this year for a chance to win new walks courtesy of Arthur's Ford. Visit our promo link above Section 5 to cast your vote and submit more entry in the contest. The winner will be announced and presented with the walks during Fan Appreciation Night on September 1st. Arthur's Tour. Can't strike out on an Arthur's Diamond.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to take the time to welcome the following news and birthdays to Bank of the Name Stadium. Quimper Family McDonald, Ronald McDonald House, Bald Guy and Associates, the Gowanus Club of Lynchburg, T.C. Miller, Benaya Prince, Operation Christmas Child, and the Lynchburg Hillcats would like to wish a happy birthday to Kevin Lake and have fun with your birthday party.
Mitchell Tyranski back down after picking up the final out of the second. He throws the book on Marino Santi now. Hitting in 2/3, he hits 2 runs, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. A lot of good and bad for Santi.
Yeah, we still walks, really. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and he does have a fair amount of strikeouts to his name so far this season. Was almost able to escape that jam. One hitter away, Pastrano, though. Able to knock single through third and short, drive into Hillcats where the score lies.
First pitch to Wilfredo Antunez has him swing for strike one. Antunez flew out to left field. His first trip to the plate. 0-1, this is down and away, 1-1. Foul back, 1-2. It's becoming apparent that the Cubs and their organization really like the Midwest products.
Tyranski, a Michigan State student, for being a call up to professional baseball. Is that missed down and away? Two balls, two strikes. We've seen Miami of Ohio.
Yep.
We've seen Ball State. And we've seen one other Big Ten member, though you could argue they shouldn't be in the Big Ten, Maryland. A lot of Midwesterners on this ball club as this Midwesterner pumps the pass on Tunez. Round number one.
Four strikeouts now for Lynchburg. Three coming from Santi. That's the first for Tyranski. Yeah, teams tend to have their types. For example, Lynchburg, not one natural right-handed hitter on the roster. That's pretty crazy.
The same for much of last season as well, as Esteban Gonzalez takes wide for ball one. Every team has their type, and Guardians organization has made it very clear that they like to find middle infielders and then convert them around. That's kind of been their MO up until recently in the draft. That missed up high. 2-0. But that's what they look for, especially down in some of the Dominican leagues, is middle infielders that they can either keep there or convert elsewhere. Think of a guy like Angel Hanal. He's a middle infielder. They've converted all across the infield. 2-1. Alan Benjamin, an actual middle infielder that they've converted elsewhere. And even all throughout the organization, outside of some of the Dominican Summer League signings, you think of a guy like Jake Fox, who was a middle infielder. Now he's a center fielder. Gonzalez keeps reaching higher on the ladder to try and grab that baseball. It's 2-2.
Even all the way up on the big league club, Tyler Freeman playing a lot of center field.
A guy who just couldn't find a spot in that middle infield. 2-2. Called strike three, and the second batter retired looking at the inning by Tyranski. That was the problem 2 years ago. There was a middle infield log jam.
Yeah.
In the Guardians organization that is really preventing a lot of guys from being able to move up. We are, they've diversified a little bit more as that missed down in the way for ball one.
Napchick was in the middle of a three hitter run where the Hillcats were able to get one to reach base in the second inning. Gonzalez, Napchick, and Benjamin all reaching.
He takes a called strike at the letters. One ball, one strike. Napchick has boosted his average to .259 on the season and came in batting low 200s. Still early as those numbers continue to fluctuate a lot. Breaking ball in the dirt, two balls in the strike.
One thing for Napchick, I was surprised to see his walk numbers on the season, not where I thought they would be, because he's such a disciplined hitter. He's only got 6 walks this year compared to a far more strikeouts. His strikeout to walk ratio, not what I thought it would be. Because he does put up good at bats. It seems like a very disciplined hitter, but in the stat sheet so far, Charlie, that hasn't really shown.
He's ahead in the count, 3-1. As Tyranski fires that one high, and Napchick drives the 2-out walk. His second walk of the game. He looks for the 2-out base run. For Juan Benjamin.
Second base, man.
Classic. Yeah, now he's 8 walks, 19 strikeouts on the season. But yeah, gets a free pass 2 times today. Last time he was able to do that, he scored a run.
Benjamin walked in his last plate appearance. Napchick takes off for a second. A little bit of a stumble out of the break, but he slides in with ease. The throw from Hernandez not nearly in time. The second stolen base of the day for the Hillcats.
A good initial jump from Napchick. He did stumble afterward, like you mentioned, but the jump was really good. It was early in the delivery from Tyranski. Gave him a head start.
Benjamin ahead of the count, 1 ball, no strikes. That misses in tight, 2-0. Tyranski got the first 2 outs. Batter's looking. He's been able to count on a lot of hitters, but He falls behind the second straight batter. Left-hander kicks and delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen, 2-1. That was his fifth stolen base of the season, 5-7. He's another guy that has a lot of speed. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast that this lineup has a lot of speed. Hillcats can get aboard. They're looking to run nearly every single time. The 2-1 is popped up first base side, heading toward foul territory. Bowser up against the edge of the grass will make the grab, and the inning is over. Lynchburg leads by 2 as we head to the 4th here in the Hill City. Hunter Young will take you to the next few innings as we step aside. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Especially when you judge his first start here in the first season.
Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted. Jordan Smith is in a somewhat heated discussion with the home plate umpire, trying to figure out what's going on. The conversation seems to have ended, so please repeat the question.
Jackson Humphreys, no walks today. When you look at his first start, that's a big improvement.
It is a big improvement. That's what you want to see. With young guys, you want to see, can they control it and can they limit the walks? We know that this Hillcats pitching staff, they have electric arms, but it's the control that we were worried about coming into the season, whether or not they would really be able to survive and thrive as a staff. And seeing Humphreys tonight and Tugboat last night, I'm really impressed with the way this pitching staff is slowly coming around. Almost a strength of the team.
Gomez,
the new pitcher, he's also been pretty good with his command.
Germán Gomez, we'll get to him in a minute as we breeze through the Carolina League scoreboard. Salem and Carolina, no score in that one yet. 2-0 Lynchburg leads. That's the most runs on the board, 2 so far across the Carolina League. Bottom second between Kannapolis and Charleston, no score there. No score between Delmarva and the Fred Nats either. 1-0 Augusta leads over Columbia, and no score top 2 between Down East and Fayetteville. Germán Gomez, you'll take over for Jackson Humphreys. Humphreys, a good start. Gomez, looking to keep things rolling in the right direction for Lynchburg, where we've seen some pretty solid starting pitching, and even in the bullpen, it's been good for Lynchburg so far this series.
Yeah, the bullpen has been pretty solid, other than that first game, and I guess you could argue a little bit of that second game against the Pelicans. But Gomez, good arm out of the pen. He's making his fourth appearance, his first time out of the pen this season. He's 1-1 with a 3.07 ERA.
Tried to flail out and get it. Benjamin, he makes the stop instead, goes over to Velasquez. That's a play there, but really, if you're Gomez, I know the instinct is to go get it, but in some ways, that could just throw off Benjamin, obstruct the vision. Luckily, Benjamin able to work through and make the play.
Well, even worse than that, if it catches any part of that glove, it's shooting into right field, and then it's a base hit no matter what for Hernandez. So almost a good thing that it didn't catch any of them.
That'll bring up Preciado. He was retired after a pop out in foul territory that Lopez camped under. His numbers coming into this AB looking pretty darn good. 323 on the average, 7 RBIs. 0-for-3 yesterday with two strikeouts, but there was very few Pelicans who did have a hit to their name. Just two, Bowser and Paciola. 1-1 count. Gomez battles back with a fastball on the outside half. Breaking ball this time, 88 miles an hour. Misses in the left-hand batter's box. The count will go to 2-1 to Preciado. The 2-1. Preciado will take a swing. Laughlin out of play on the right side. Gomez battles back 2-2. One hit so far for Myrtle Beach. Paciola knocked a double in the second inning, the 2-2. This one smoked in the hole, laying out is Rafael Ramirez Jr. No play for the shortstop. Okay, the first hit for Preciado today. Gariola will come up to the plate. The runner on first base and Preciado with good speed.
You kind of jinxed it right there. You brought up the one hit, and then they immediately pick up a second, but Preciado just found the gap between third and short, put enough speed on it that nobody could get there. Nice, easy base knock for the Pelicans.
Gariola's 19 RBIs puts him near the top of the Carolina League leaderboard for runs batted in. Currently second place. Velasquez in fourth with 17. Gariola, 19, puts him in second. A guy we saw earlier this season, Brandon Pimentel, 26, as he had a record-breaking game early in the season for the Fred Nats at home. This one will be tapped foul.
Yeah, how many RBIs that game? Was it 10?
I think it was either 8 or 12. For some reason, one of those two numbers, it might have been 10. It was around that range. Just a ridiculous number that was an all-time high for a Fred Nat. That definitely jump-started his RBI total in the season, but since then, he's continued to plug away. Got 26 total to top the Carolina League. 0-2, flared into shallow right. And Tunez off the top of the glove. Oh, no. Both runners will advance as Antunez with a little league moment. Misjudged it to start. Thought he was going to have to go in a lot more than he had to. So he had to backpedal, chop down. And at that point, it was just hand-eye coordination as it ticks off the webbing. Everyone's safe.
Well, defense has been one of the knocks on Antunez is that he's not always fully occupied in the games in those situations. We saw it right there. He's got all the bat-to-ball skills that you're looking for, but that kind of play defensively, that's going to hurt you. And now you have two in scoring position with only one down.
Antunez will have an error charge to him as Gomez is able to get ahead of Rosario at least. 94-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside half. Swung through by Rosario. Antunez, great arm and right. Wasn't able to make the routine grab. Puts Gomez in a tough spot. The 0-1 flared out. Velasquez will take it. He'll look over to third. Promptly saunter over to first base as Gomez able to induce a soft ground ball and a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Couldn't draw it up much better, Jason.
And that was about as perfectly executed as you could have asked for from Velasquez at first base. If you charge that ball, there's a chance that you make an error to go straight underneath your glove because you can't get there in time, and then two runners score. He waited back on it, close enough to the ball that neither runner could get a read whether or not he was going to be able to make the play or not, and then walks the runner back to third before going to first. A heads-up play by Velasquez.
Two out, two aboard. The top of the fourth inning, 2-0 ball game as the Hillcats out on top after two runs scored in the bottom of the second. Paciola, he's 1-for-1 today with a double. He's got two ducks on the pond and an 0-1 count. Kick fires from Gomez. Flared out to Benjamin. Off the bag! One run will score. The second waved around by Buddy Bailey. You couldn't ask for a more unlucky inning for Lynchburg. Right off the corner of the bag. Benjamin had it the whole way. Maybe there for Benjamin, that's where you need to charge in. Although, it's kind of a freak incident to see a ball go off the bag like that. You're not going to see it a lot.
That ball had a magnet attached to it right on top of that second base bag and just broke against the Hillcats. It's all knotted up at two apiece, but this inning would have been over had it not been for Antunez and his error in right field.
Now bring up Frank Hernandez. Hernandez's average, 364. Dropped significantly after his flyout in the second inning. First pitch to the catcher, flails, not a count, strike one.
Good pitch there by Gomez, and this is what you need to see from a young pitcher. How do you bounce back after an error and a freak play? Two things just haven't gone your way in the inning. Can't you get your guys out of it? Can you back up your defense?
This one sent to Rafi Ramirez Jr. He'll go the short way to Benjamin. The flip will be in time. A freak single for Christopher Paciola drives in two to even us up here in Lynchburg. 2-2 ball game. The Hillcats, they're due up in the home side of the fourth inning coming up next.
That's a good shot.
It is. I need to get a Hillcats sweatshirt or something. Especially when I'm doing PA.
Oh, yeah. They might be one to give you one of the bright line green ones.
Yeah. I can just buy one.
This one.
Welcome back to the Hill City, Lynchburg, Virginia. Robert Lopez, Rafi Ramirez Jr., Jose Pastrano. They'll be your Hillcats hitters due up in the bottom of the fourth inning. They'll be faced by Mitchell Tyranski. Three hits for the visiting Pelicans, just two for Lynchburg. One error card to Wilfredo Antunez that would come back to bite the Hillcats in a big way. Pelicans would knock things up just one half inning ago. 2-2. Lopez over one with a strikeout. He had a two-hit day yesterday. Tyranski, 22 pitches. To an inning in the third. Two strikeouts, no earned runs for the reliever. Lopez. Ugly swing. Fooled on an off-speed breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. It's been a heavy dose from the Pelicans today.
They're not giving Lynchburg many fastballs to tee off on. We saw the one to Ralphie that we thought may have been gone, but other than that, they've been marking their game with breaking balls.
There's another similar spot. Ralphie this time, or Robert rather, ready for it this time. Still hold off, bring the count even. Back-to-back starts behind the dish for Lopez. This time a fastball in on the arms to bring the count to 2-1. Mejias got the day off yesterday. Back-to-back rest days for Mejias.
Wonder if that has anything to do with just giving him a couple days off because of the beating he's taken behind the plate this week. He's had a couple fouled right off his leg. It caught his hand on Tuesday night. So maybe just giving him an extra day or two to ice everything down and get back to full strength.
He has been beaten up, Lopez. He'll draw a walk on five pitches from Tyranski. Leadoff man on for the Hillcats for the second time today. Last time, they were able to get their leadoff man on base. In the second inning, they popped for two runs. That'll bring up Rafi Ramirez Jr. He struck out swinging in the second inning. Record the second out in that second inning where the bases were loaded. Jose Pastrano, the hero, he would single and drive two in. Strike one on the outside half.
I know I've said that this is a lineup that has a lot of speed and most likely look to run in every situation. Well, maybe not with Robert Lopez. He does have one on the season, but I don't expect to see him taken off just yet.
Lopez and Velasquez, two guys you would expect to stay put for the most part on the base path.
And yet somehow, they both have two stolen bases, two combined stolen bases.
He just has one as well.
That was incredible. Yep. Electric. Old dugout was on the top step.
It's contagious, the base running here in Lynchburg, as that one will miss upstairs. 2-1 to Rafael Ramirez Jr.
Well, it reminds me of something that I just read out of Cleveland the other day when Austin Hedges took off for second and decided to pick up his first stolen base of the year. Stephen Vogt, the manager, he looked over and he said, oh no. And then, oh yes, as he was able to slide in safely at second. So it's all across the organization. It's not just here in Lynchburg. There's a commitment and a dedication to be aggressive on the base pass. And I've always been a firm believer that if you don't have the big name players, you have to make your money running the base as well and being aggressive.
Rafael Ramirez Jr., one of the big name prospects here in Lynchburg. His average at 170, no home runs, 4 RBIs. Does lead the team in strikeouts with 22. He does have 3 doubles to his name. 1/3 of his hits being for extra bases. The 2-2. Inside, full count.
Absolutely, they run him up.
Just kidding. Strike 3. Looked down before I could even see the signal from Pacheco. That one on the inside half to Ramirez, as that's going to be strikeout number 24 on the season. Man, every single thing I say is just a jinx today. I don't know what it is.
Everyone has those days. Everyone makes mistakes. Man. You know what I'm talking about. Hannah Montana lyrics here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Love it.
I think I bring out those lyrics at least 3 times a season. That's number one. You can get a Hannah Montana.
Running tally in the booth. 1-0 to Pastrano. He singled, drove in 2. Responsible for both runs on the board for Lynchburg, and he's going to work himself into a hitter's count once again. 2-0 to the DH. Lopez leads off first. Zyransky looks his way. Heads to Pastrano. Pastrano into center. Just having to move a couple feet. Rosario in center. Will have no trouble with the line to fly.
Number 5.
2 outs. Robert Lopez unmoved after his leadoff walk.
That's difficult if you're the Hillcats. You gotta be able to move runners over and get them into scoring positions. One way or another. Whether it's just putting the ball in play, picking up the base hit. You gotta get him into scoring position, or even a fielder's choice, something.
Tommy Hawk was able to reach base via the walk in his last at-bat. So he'll be a little late on an 87-mile-an-hour pitch from Tyransky. Foul right back off the cage and into the hand of Velasquez. On the on-deck circle.
Nice soft hands from Velasquez.
Former catcher.
Pretty true.
The 0-1. We'll have to wait a moment. Lopez back in a step.
As many Guardians fans were concerned about the former part of being a catcher, well, there's a reason. Got to preserve those knees.
Lopez takes off. Fired down from Hernandez. He's in there.
You said everything you said was a jinx. How about me saying that I doubt we'll see Robert Lopez in motion? A 2-out stolen base for the big man. His second of the season. And now Lynchburg has a runner in scoring position.
It doesn't matter who gets on. Jordan Smith wants to see him move it. Now runner in scoring position for Tommy Hawk. Great jump and read from Lopez. Not the fastest, but a good base runner. Breaking ball. That one real close. Tommy Hawk will get the benefit of the doubt. The count will go to 2-1. Stop it. big gap in between short and third. Cat will go to 3-1 to Tommy Hawk. He likes that spot.
What's interesting is the outfield is shading him well toward left field. But the shortstop, Christian Hernandez, is playing him more up the middle than anything else, probably because they now have to worry about Lopez running, which they didn't think they'd have to do.
The 3-1. Just late. Hawk upset at himself. That one off the screen. He was in the zone 86 miles an hour, and he was ready for it. However, late on the swing, count will move full. If I'm Hernandez, Christian, that is, I'd be a little worried about that whole in-between short and third. 3-2. Got him. Looping breaking ball, Tommy Hawk. Puzzled. He swings right through it. Robert Lopez, all that hard work to get to second on his own with a stolen base. All for naught. Yordan Gomez, he'll take the mound when we come back.
From now until July 5th, you can nominate yourself or his open family. Nomination will be chosen and voted on to determine who will serve in the first year send ball game. For more information, please call Dash Lopez. Our game, winning time!
Get underway. Espinoza, Bowser, top of the lineup. Alexis Hernandez. They'll get us started. Yordan Gomez, he'll take the mound for his second inning of work. Two runs came across under his watch the fourth inning. Only one of them earned as an error from Antunez in right field. Be responsible for the other run.
Cats have had some up and down defensive outings this season. You don't want to let that one play break the ball game, especially after a game like yesterday where everything is clicking for you, both on the mound and in the field. No errors yesterday in the shutout. That's a big one for a game like this. Is can you play good defensively? That often determines who can win.
That focus in the company certainly made it easy on the field. There's 20 strikeouts in that game. However, today, they're going to have to make their plays. 32 errors on the season for Lynchburg following the Antunez fumble and right. Spinoza, the first pitch he sees, down into the chute tops as he'll take it for ball one. The 1-0. Lays deep in the left on his horse, Gonzalez. He reaches up and he gets it! Bo Jackson skip off the wall. Esteban Gonzalez on his horse. Fantastic play and just another one. And a Hillcats uniform for Esteban Gonzalez.
We talked about the speed of the outfield earlier in the ballgame. Esteban Gonzalez putting that to good use there, just tracking it. He had a leap to make the grab, but not many guys would have been able to make that play with how hard that was hit.
That'll bring up Bowser, the first baseman. Gomez will start him with a fastball on the outside. That'll miss. Yeah, between Hawk and Gonzalez in left and center, good luck finding a place to put it.
Even on Antunez, he's not a slouch as well with any speed.
Yeah. Gomez battles back to bring it to 1-1. That was pitch number 19 of the day.
These guys are often a lot faster than we give them credit for. I'd still be tracking down that ball in left field.
Long foul ball into the bullpen, or just over it, of the Pelicans as Gomez gets ahead. 1-2 count. Just seen 5 hits so far today. 1 error from Antunez between the two teams. Bowser. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. The 1-2. This one's launched deep into left. Gonzalez will look up. It'll be foul ball and a long one for Drew Bowser.
Just out in front of a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. You don't say that very often at this level, but he was anticipating it, but anticipated it a bit too much.
The 1-2 to Bowser. Right up the middle, Gomez doing everything he can to get out of the way of it. Benjamin with a great play at second. Fires to Velasquez, and a hit is stolen from Drew Bowser.
Benjamin did something that was really smart right there. Instead of tracking the ball behind the pitcher, he decided to wait a little bit longer so he could get a read on the way the ball was going to go. Was it going to kick off of him? Was it going to go right through his legs? And he positioned himself perfectly to make the play no matter what happened. And that is experience at this level, knowing that that ball can ricochet in any direction.
Just saw one off the bag into left field. Score a run. Nice backhanded play by Benjamin, and Jason, we talked about wanting to see the Hillcats showcase some plays with the leather. There's two. Gonzalez in left, Benjamin with a nifty one at second. The 0-1, fouled back, 0-2. Gomez works ahead of the leadoff hitter, Alexis Hernandez.
Gomez has looked a little bit sharper. He's given up some hard contact, but right now nothing to show for it from the Pelicans.
0-2. Outside. Alexis getting a start at second today. We've seen him at short in every start. And even off the bench so far in this series. The 1-2. Did he go? No, he didn't.
Both. The Hillcats were hoping for it there, but very clearly he didn't go around. Just left his shoulder just slightly.
Both Garza and the first base coach for the Pelicans signaling no swing. The 2-2. Inside. Close. It's like Alexis Hernandez might have done his best acting job getting out of the way of it.
Would have been a strike last night.
Absolutely would have. Count goes full to the leadoff man. 2 outs, no one on in the top of the 5th inning. Ball 4.
That's tough. You go from 0-2 to ball 4. Those are the types of things that can rattle a pitcher and really change the complexion of an inning. Even when it's down,
number one
will pass. All right,
fans, Especially
Christian Hernandez. Up to bat. 0 for 2 today. He's grounded out to Benjamin both times. Alexis Hernandez at first. Gomez wants to keep him close. Got 2 stolen bases to his name. Brother at the plate leads the team with 7. Both with good speed. That one nabs the outside half.
Hernandez has made carbon copy plays in each and one of his 2 trips to the plate, ground balls to second base.
Went 1 for 4 with a double on Wednesday. He has a heavy swing at a breaking ball. Swings right over the top of it. He made contact. Esteban Gonzalez was going to be rearing back once again. Gomez fools him and gets ahead 0-2. Alexis takes his lead at first. He'll head for second. Lopez not in time. However, looks like it was overslid by Alex Hernandez. Benjamin on top of it enough to throw a tag his way. Everyone's safe.
Good job there by Benjamin to pick that ball out of the dirt. It was a low throw by Lopez, but he read it well and was able to make it a closer play than I thought it was going to be.
Stolen base number 3 for Alexis Hernandez. Lopez blocks a breaker to bring the count even. 2's all across the scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2-2. Our score line here in Lynchburg, Virginia. 2 Hernandez's brother on the diamond. So that's going to be a free base for Alexis Hernandez. Now just 90 feet away from his older brother.
What did I tell you? This inning can unravel in a hurry, and Jordan Smith going out to talk to him. And he hasn't been too favorable about Gustavo Garza this weekend, or rather this week, as he has some words for him.
Both Buddy Bailey and Jordan Smith have been on Garza's case at different points this week so far. Alexis Hernandez will stay put at third. His brother Christian hopes he doesn't stay there for long. The 2-2. Got him! Sword for Yorman Gomez. Strikeout swinging for Christian Hernandez. He's 0-for-3 today. And the Hillcats, their turn with a bat in the home half of the fifth as they look to break this 2-2 tie. Ralphie Velasquez, Wilfredo Antunez, Esteban Gonzalez, that's who you'll see. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
I plan to lecture since you do. Join the ranks of the American race. The world is having back of you right now. Into your feet and drive the highway in the hot dog story. I want you to be the show. Can they catch up? The good is us. And the world is your legs. That was great. Great to see American race. Plus, I like the show management. That's the plan for your life. What a plan for your life. Good one, guys. Fans, don't forget that tonight, after the ball game, the Corona Overdose presented by Playing Against Sports, we get 6 tennis balls on the price of $5. Your chance to win t-shirt, ticket, cash, and gift card. You get 6 balls for $5. Your chance to win ticket, t-shirt, cash, and gift card. Promo staff will be coming around. Get yours while supplies last.
Connor Young with you with Jason Brill. Mitchell Tyranski's day is done. Two and a third scoreless. Hitless. Jim Lynchburg, two walk for the strikeout. Vince Riley will take over for Buddy Bailey. Ralphie Velasquez, the first hitter he'll see. Vince Riley. Jason, what do we got?
Well, he struggled in very limited action this season. He's only pitched 2 1/3. He's given up 4 earned runs in those 3 innings. His only run with an ERA above 15. 3 strikeouts compared to 2 walks.
For Mr. Ralphie, he sent a long fly ball out to left field with the bases loaded. Espinoza was able to capture it. A 1-0 in there for a strike. Numbers at this point in the season can be deceiving. Vince Riley aware of that. Ralphie Velasquez aware of that at this point. He came into the series batting in the 370s. Now his average dipping all the way to 317. Spring baseball, that'll do it. Count moves to 2-1 to the slugging first baseman.
Yeah, we mentioned a lot of guys on social media asking for him to be called up. But like I said, you want to see him go through a slump and adjust and get used to figuring out what do you do when you're not hitting well. How do you break out of it every day?
2-1 count. Smoke down the first baseline. That's going to get past Bowser. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Velasquez takes the turn. Stand up to bagger for Ralphie Velasquez.
From the press box about 15 rows up behind home plate, and he said, I'll show you a slump buster, as he bangs it right up the field line. He was thinking 2 out of the box.
Easy stand-up double for Ralphie Velasquez.
He made that turn pretty easily. I was really impressed with the base running ability there from Velasquez. He took a wide turn, and he never broke stride.
I thought he might have 3 on his mind. He wouldn't have made it. Wisely stays put at second, and just like that, runner in scoring position for Lynchburg once again. No outs. Wilfredo Antunez, he bats third today. He has a 4-game hit streak going, the best on the team. He likes the first pitch he sees. He'll miss it. 0-1.
This is a big inning for Lynchburg. You have a runner in scoring position with nobody out already. You have to be able to take the lead in the tie ball game.
Last game Antonio has played, 2-for-4 with an RBI. In a prime spot to add another. Foul back. Riley gets ahead. Wilfredo Antunez.
Antunez just a little bit underneath that one. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He had it to his liking, but just wasn't able to barrel it up.
It was a while before Antunez found his first hit deep into the Fredericksburg series. I believe it was Friday of that series. But since then, the bat's woken up. He'll have another swing. That's three straight. Every pitch, Riley's hurled his direction. He's liked enough to have a go at that one coming in at 96.
Riley just rearing back and trying to blow fastballs by him. He's not messing around, going right at him.
Ralphie's hit the third of the day for Lynchburg. Right up the middle, played nicely by Hernandez. He'll go Bowser's way and get out Antunez. Productive out for the right fielder is now Velasquez just 90 feet away with one out.
I said it last inning, you have to be able to get guys over and move them around. And Lynchburg did right there, even though Antunez picks up an out, he did exactly what he was asked to do. Now the infield has to be pulled in.
Not only did he do what he needed to in getting a runner over, he's also down in the count for all that AB, battling off fastballs. Makes it work. First pitch to Gonzalez. He almost loses his lid in the process. Misses the off-speed 0-1.
Gonzalez put a nice swing on the baseball in the second inning to pick up his first hit of the day. Open the door for Lynchburg to score a run. Let's see if he can get a second.
The 0-1. Make it 0-2. Back-to-back curveballs. Gonzalez swings over. One thing Ralphie did a good job of in his at-bat in the second inning and in his last one as well. He's able to force the Pelicans to throw him a heater. There's one, 97. Up and at the letters, Gonzalez. Three pitches, three misses. He's set down, swinging. Now it's going to have to be a base hit to score Velasquez from third.
Riley went undrafted. I'll take that back. He was drafted by Oakland, rather, and then was cut. We're seeing why the Pelicans took a risk on him and decided to sign him. That fastball is electric.
He's just pumping him in there, 96, 97. Napchick late. Saw a fastball he liked in a good spot. Took a rip at it. I like the approach, especially with how many curveballs Lynchburg's seen today. This time at 94 on the inside. That'll miss, even up the count. Velasquez leads off third. He doubled to open us up. Pushed over by Antunez. Napchick, two walks. Both his plate appearances today, yet to be retired. Breaking ball. Look close. A little high.
This could be a diamond in the rough finding by the Cubs. He had an ERA under 5 at Grand Canyon University out in Arizona. And then he pitched well for the Stockton Ports in 2023 before he got hurt.
3-1 count to Napchick. He's continued to push every pitcher he's seen to the limit. Able to draw two free passes in the second and third inning. He's scored a run in the second, being driven in by Jose Pastrano. Al's got a chance to do the same for Ralphie Velasquez. 3-1 to Napchick. That one's certainly in there. Napchick didn't like it enough to give up his 3-1 leverage as the count will move full. One aboard, Ralphie Velasquez at third base. 2-2 tie game, and the count is full with two outs to Christian Napchick, ball four, walk three for the Hellcat third baseman.
Patience, I think, is the word to describe his game today.
Yep.
It's not that he's looking to walk, but he's taking them and he gets them. What did you say earlier?
Just
that
a sec.
He hadn't been walking that much. Well, he heard that as well and decided, you know what, I'm going to be patient.
To be fair, I said I was surprised he hasn't walked. So there we go. Surprise no more. Ripped out the left field line in between Paciola and Christian Hernandez. First pitch swinging for Juan Benjamin. RBI single. Ralphie Velasquez walks back to the dugout as his leadoff double does not go to Lee. So the Hillcats out in front 3-2.
A lot of confusion there by Lynchburg on the base pass. Napchick actually left a little bit early. The hit and run was supposed to be on, and they're trying to go that way and pull Hernandez up toward the bag at second from shortstop. And Napchick had to stop and slam on the brakes, but Benjamin's still able to find that count.
First and second for Robert Lopez. Ball one to the catcher. Lopez today, 0-1 with a walk and a stolen base. Napchick at second. He's nabbed a base as well. The 1-0. Ball two. Hit and run for Jordan Smith. Works to perfection. Benjamin does a good job making contact. Hernandez and almost every hitter has been shading towards the bag at second. Lopez will send one high into center field. Rosario, he'll look it into the glove, and that's how the fifth inning will conclude. Not before Lynchburg strikes for one run to go out ahead 3-2. Ralphie Velasquez, a leadoff double on Benjamin. An RBI single. He'll catch lead 3-2 over the belt.
Sixth inning, head over to any concession stand serving Bull Runner Sides for $2.
I see you take over tonight for showing your money.
Three for the Pelicans. One error from Wilfredo Antunez, which would allow a run to score. So far, just two for the Pelicans. They trail 2-3 near the top of the sixth inning. A good start from Jackson Humphreys for the Hillcats. As the leash on Humphreys wasn't too long for three innings. No walks, one hit, four strikeouts, no earned runs. His ERA now at 11.57, which might not sound too good. It's a lot better than 32, which is where it was when he started.
So a lot better than infinity, which it was after yeah. his first start.
Didn't even have a number, even though he did go. Did have a start, just didn't record an out after his first timeout here in Lynchburg for Gomez. Two innings pitch. Two runs, only one of them earned, or none of them earned, actually. Two hits, one walk, one strikeout. We've seen three arms so far after seeing Riley for the Pelicans. Sachi Jyranski, and then Riley going an inning. Picking up an earned run. Back here, the top of the sixth, it's a 1-2 count, rather, to Reginald Preciado. He singled in the fourth inning. Came around to score as well. Gomez gets the sign from Lopez and he'll deliver. A little high, Preciado thought about it. Wise to hold off. That'll bring the count even. The 2-2. Got him. Strikeout swinging for Gomez. He gets Preciado fishing. Strikeout number 2 so far for Yorma.
That was a good pitch from Gomez. He went down and away. Preciado, good layoff. It probably would have been a ball, but accidentally located by Gomez.
That's back-to-back K's for Gomez. Ended the inning, getting Christian Hernandez to strikeout. There we go, swinging with his brother Alexis at third. Gets ahead. Gariola as well, the 0-1. Outside to make it 1-1.
That's the exact same pitch that he retired Preciado on, but Gariola was wise enough to lay off.
Gariola leads the Pelicans in home runs and RBIs. No swing, according to Gustavo Garza.
Fans beginning to get restless here with Garza. I think they weren't here last night.
The 2-1 tipped back. That might have been off the helmet of Lopez. Looks like he's okay. Might have hit the leather instead. Didn't look like it clipped Pacheco. Both Lopez and Pacheco ready to go. The 2-2. Got him again. Back to back to back strikeout swinging for Yorman Gomez. Both Preciado and Gariola. Quick trips to the dugout.
You can see the confidence beginning to grow in Gomez. Three straight strikeouts. He's pitched well. The 2 runs on the board, not his fault. It should still be a 3-0 game, but Gomez, the recipient of some bad luck, but he's pitching well.
And he's still dealing. Opening curveball coming in at 80 on the inside half. Gets ahead of Rosario, 0-1. There's another. Close. No cigar for Derek Pacheco. The 1-1. Way outside. Lost it on the 93-mile-an-hour. Shakes his head in disapproval. Infield and usual alignment. Velasquez a little far off the first base bag, playing the pull side of Rosario. The 2-1. Another breaking ball this time in there. 2-2. Rosario today 0-2. Struck out, grounded out to Velasquez with a big ground out forced by Gomez. The 2-2. Outside, moves the count full. Alexis Hernandez with that third base. At that point, there was one out in the inning. Ralphie played it well, looked back the runner at third, made the tag at first, limited the damage. Strikeout number 3. 3 up, 3 down, all go down the same way. It's a K in the scorebook.
What an inning for Yorman Gomez. As he just diced through the Pelicans lineup, he's got a smile on his face. He has a well-deserved smile.
Hillcats arms. A lot of strikeouts over 2 days. They're looking for more. Not before the bats have a turn when we come back.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go!
What is that? What is that? Clearly.
Thank you.
2-2 score. Vince Riley heads out. So far, his score line, one inning, two hits, one earned run, walk and a strikeout to boot. He'll have Rafael Ramirez Jr., Jose Pastrano, then top of the order, Tommy Hawk comes back around. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, where the Hillcats, they're looking to pull out ahead of the Pelicans. It's been tough for them to do that in every game so far this series. Pelicans, they've been crafty. They've been able to stick around. Luckily for Lindbergh, they were able to hold them off for the first time in this series one night ago. Hoping to do it the same today, but they'd like to see the order and give the honor to help.
We thought coming into this week that Lindbergh was going to put runs on the board at will, but other than Tuesday night, they haven't had more than three runs in the ball game so far. And even on that Tuesday night, all the runs came in one inning.
Yeah, just a blow-up third where they put across six. Other than that, it's been pretty steady for Myrtle Beach. Like you said, Lynchburg, if not the top-rated offense in the Carolina League, probably second. Devin Fredericksburg near the top. And heading into things, Myrtle Beach was near the worst in all of minor league baseball. Their ERA, which came in at second worst in the minor leagues, now at fourth highest. So it's trending in the right direction. Count evens up to Ramirez, 1-1. The 1-1 outside, 95 miles an hour. We've seen 97 from Vince Riley today. It's been a steady diet of heaters, which has been the contrary to both Tyranski and Santi, especially Santi. A lot of breaking balls, Lynchburg hitters. Inside, a 3-1 count. Here is Junior able to work himself in a good hitter's count. These are the type of at-bats he needs to build some confidence. Put yourself in a good spot. Settle in one pitch in one spot. Show what you're made of. Close. Ball four. Not a bad effort from Vince Riley. He was trying to shoot the corner at 95. Just missed. The second straight inning. Leadoff hitter. Third straight inning, rather. Leadoff man for Lynchburg gets off.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly about Rafael Ramirez Jr. putting up that good at bat. Sometimes it's just more about seeing pitches and getting comfortable seeing pitches and putting yourself in a position to go deep into an at bat. That's exactly what Ramirez did there. Now he finds himself on first base because of it.
Jose Pastrano will give the sign to Rafael Ramirez Jr. to take second. He could even think about third if he. A little more quick on the draw. He'll settle for second. Pastrano, he's 1-for-2. RBI single, 2 RBI single. The second inning. Flew out to center in the fourth.
Wild pitch number 46 for the Pelicans. That is a minor league lead.
1-0 to Pastrano. There's another. Rafael Ramirez Jr., free base. That one was high, and it was hard, 96 miles an hour. Hernandez maybe crossed up on the sign there, just looked way caught off guard by that pitch. He didn't even have the glove in the vicinity in time.
Well, coming into tonight, Riley was one of the few pitchers on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans that had not reported a wild pitch, and now two back-to-back pitches, and now the infield has to be pulled in. Runner at third, nobody out, and a one-run lead for Lynchburg. These are the types of moments that you have to capitalize on. We keep saying it because Lynchburg has been pretty poor with runners in scoring position, but you have to be able to get that run home.
Strano, not too bad in that department today. The base was loaded in two outs. He was able to make good on a fastball, drove it. Played it two runs for Lynchburg. Looking to do the same this time. Only one duck on the bond, and Rafael Ramirez Jr. 90 feet away at third base. Infield in at all spots. Myrtle Beach desperately wants to keep this scoreline at 3-2. 2-1 count to Pastrano, the DH today. Not close. Riley struggling to find the zone.
If I'm Pastrano, I'd expect him to throw a strike to you here. Last thing Riley wants is to have the top of the order up with nobody out.
The infield in anything hit hard should do the job. 3-1, good pitch from Riley.
In the corner. Strano wisely laid off. There's not much you can do with that pitch.
only hope to shoot it the other way, but if you're not ready for it, good luck. Full count to Pastrano. First base is open. It would set up the double play. The 3-2. A little late. Another fastball on the outside half. Pastrano this time had a go at it. Wasn't able to keep it in play.
One of the Hill Cats in the bullpen absolutely ate it trying to get out of the way of that one. Not sure if his feet got tangled up or if he did for comedic effect, but now he's got to dust himself off.
Was able to evade the foul ball at least. That one was screaming off the bat at Pastrano. Got him. Back to the outside. This time, not a fastball, much to the dismay of Jose Pastrano. He was geared up for a heater. 86 miles an hour on the curveball. Pastrano waves. One out down, two to go for Vince Riley.
Down by Vince Riley just to battle in that at bat. Back and forth, and Pastrano wasn't giving an inch, neither was Riley, and eventually the right-hander just wins the war.
Tommy Hawk 0 for 2 with a walk, two strikeouts for the center fielder. Right up the middle, diving Alexis Hernandez as he gets Tommy Hawk. Rafi Ramirez Jr. forced to stay put. The Hernandez brothers showcasing the leather in the middle infield.
Put his hands on his hips. That's one that Rafael Ramirez Jr., he's got to be able to break. Understanding it's off the end of the bat. Going to be a tough play for Hernandez. As soon as he sees that guy start ranging over, you have to take off for home.
That'll bring up Ralphie Velasquez, 1 for 3 on the night. Fastball on the outside half. He'll spit on. It'll be a ball. 96 miles an hour that time. His first hit of the day did come off Riley. So he'll bat in back-to-back innings. Hold one. And on the right field line. All the way to the wall for a double. This one up the middle back to Hernandez. Hernandez gathers fires. Another runner squandered for Lynchburg. All the way to third base. The leadoff man, Rafi Ramirez Jr. The Hillcats can't do anything with it. And the score stays 3-2. Jason Brill, he'll take back over the top of the seventh inning as Yorman Gomez gets set for another inning.
Attributed to his line as unearned runs, he should not be there in the first place. And by Wilfredo Montunez in right field. And since then, Gomez has been effectively lights out. He's got 4 strikeouts in a row, and he'll face 6, 7, 8 Friday night. Christopher Passiola, he drove home the 2 runs. Base hit earlier this afternoon as he takes a called strike. 0-1. Gomez starting ahead of hitters. That's been his MO really since those 2 runners got aboard in the 4th.
Passiola, the only Pelican yet to be retired today. He's 2 for 2 with a double and a single.
way into the cycle. He's got the tough ones left to go. It's only a one-run game, 3-2 our score. In favor of Lynchburg, 1-1. On the way, missing ball two. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Myrtle Beach. Three runs, four hits, one error for the Hillcats. Right-hander turns and fires. Pitch that's fouled into the screen, 2-2. Two misses high. Count goes full. Passiola, 6 feet tall from Santa Monica, California. He was drafted in the third round back in 2022. Payoff pitch. Lofted toward right field. Antunez breaking back just a couple steps. Now he pulls in. Route number one. Takes the spring of strikeouts for Gomez, but nonetheless.
Antunez able to watch that one in. He really had a tough read on that error that would have eventually scored two runs. He was sprinting in and then realized, oh wait, this is over my head at this point. Had to backpedal back, and at that point it was just all amok. Bounced off the heel of the glove.
Hernandez drives that toward right side field. Nobody will get there as it lands between Antunez and Hawk, but not very deep. Be a one-out single for Hernandez. That's the first hit. Hernandez has given up since the fourth inning.
Frank Hernandez continues to lead the team in average. It'll be jumped up once again after that single.
Gomez approaching 60 pitches on the evening. I believe we have a bat flying out in left field. It's disappeared in the big pine tree over there as Espinosa takes a call strike. You haven't seen that very often at the ballpark. Halloween at the park is toward the end of the season, but it's making an early appearance in April.
It's a first for me.
Well, you'll see plenty of things here at Bank of the James Stadium. Fun attempt by Espinosa. Back to the screen, strike two. We'll see a lot of things tomorrow as well. This place is going to be packed for Youth League night. Still plenty of tickets available, and you can walk up and get them as well. That's for Hillcats.com. It's going to be a fun one.
It is. I can't wait.
Big two pitch. Missed out wide. May have crossed up Lopez. It's 2-2. I had a cool t-shirt giveaway designed by a local high schooler. First 500 fans in the door. Pitch. Off the inside of the bat. That's going to be a tough play for Hawkins center field. He runs and makes the grab. He was closer to second base than center field and closer to right field than center field and made the grab on his high horse.
The difference between that ball and the one that drop for Hernandez went in the air for a while.
Ball just hung up there. Gave Hawk plenty of time. That's the speed paying off. And Benjamin had broken towards second and wasn't going to be able to get to the ball. And Hawk read it right off the bat and knew exactly where it was going. Now Blue Bowser steps in. Throw over the first. Nothing good. Bowser 0 for 2. He struck out in the third inning. Grounded out in the fifth. Righty on righty matchup, top of the seventh inning. Ball's down to play. Strike one.
We've seen a lot of strikeouts here from Lynchburg pitchers. Look at the strikeouts individually for Myrtle Beach. They have five players over 20. For context, Lynchburg with just one. Rafael Ramirez Jr., I believe, at 23 now. They lead the Carolina League in strikeouts, and they are very susceptible to the swing and miss.
Runner takes off. The throw is high. That will be a stolen base for Myrtle Beach as they do get a runner in scoring position. Frank Hernandez
stolen base. Fernandez on the season, his first stolen base.
Catchers today, taking off.
See that very often, but something about this ball game, as catchers brimming with confidence, the 1-1 to Bowser. Now an RBI opportunity. He spits on one that misses low. Two balls in the strike. So Hernandez 180 feet away. He's the tying run. 2-1. Popped up. Out of play. Two balls and two strikes. And now, Jim Bowser. Trying to protect his Gomez. Looks for the put out. Should be a big out if he can get it. Base hit probably ties the ball game. Right-hander with the 2-2.
Got him!
He slips off the mound. It's a drop third strike. The throw down by Lopez will retire him. Gomez does his job. He picks up his fifth strikeout, the ninth of the day for Hillcats pitching. As they approach the goal number 10. And strikeouts. It's time for the 7-minute stretch here in Lynchburg. Take a time out to celebrate Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
I'm a complaint with this. Do I work at South Park?
Looks like a new pitcher.
Seventh inning, Lynchburg leads by one. As Montunez, Gonzalez, and Napchek bring you up for Lynchburg. I have another good finish, just like we did yesterday. And on Tuesday night, Hawkeyes currently leading by one. It's been back and forth this whole series. Other than that Wednesday game,
it has been. It's been a really good series so far. We're looking to even it up. Shane Marshall, though, into the game. One of the best relievers from Myrtle Beach so far this season. Six innings pitched, an ERA of 1.5. Got a save as well in one opportunity. Riley's day will be done after two innings. Two hits, one earned run, two walks, and two strikeouts. A lot of twos for Vince Riley. Shane Marshall will be tasked with keeping the scoreline at 3 for the Hillcats.
Marshall, 6-4 out of Naples, Florida, and he's ahead of the count against Antunez, 0-1, so that's fouled off as well, strike 2. So Riley did his job in bridging the gap. Now it'll be Marshall's game for the later innings. One-run game. Off the end of the mat and into the glove of the catcher. There's one down, so an early strikeout for Marshall.
Antunez in danger of his 14-inch streak being snapped. For Marshall, a lot of the Pelicans pitchers, their numbers have looked a whole lot better after their first outing here in Lynchburg. His numbers really good coming into the game. For Pelican staff that up to this point had struggled, as we've continued to talk about, it was not a good first couple of weeks. They turned things around, but Marshall, his stuff already threw a couple hitters, or one a little bit from Gonzalez, looking sharp.
Holding hitters to a 190 clip.
Yeah.
Which means that people aren't making hard contact against him. He's faced 26 batters, and of those 26, he struck out 8. Finds the zone, one ball, two strikes. That's good for nearly 30%, right around 30%.
Gonzalez steps out and calls time. Nobody aboard, one away. Bottom half of the seventh inning. One run game in favor of the Hillcats on a chilly Friday night. Gonzalez chases one in the dirt. Two down. Connor, I don't know how you're wearing so sweet.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it a little bit. I was getting too used to the Lynchburg spring weather. I'm more like summer, honestly, for this game.
We're both Northerners, and anything above 65, 70 feels like summer at this point in this season. As Napchat squares around and pulls back for ball one, but it's about to dip into the 50s, which just feels a little bit cooler. 1-0. Lofted, shallow left center. Bresciano make the grab, and the inning is over. So 1-2-3 seventh for Myrtle Beach as we head to the eighth. It's a one-run game here in Lynchburg. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
See ya.
And the Lynchburg Hillcats will be back in action tomorrow, April 27th at 6:30 p.m. They take on the San Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the fifth game of the six-game series. It will be fireworks Saturday. We will also have Throwfordo. Make sure to get your tickets now at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Norman Gomez remains on the mound for another inning of work. He's pitched well, and he's about to surpass his second time through the order once Alexis Hernandez is finished with his at-bat. It'll be Hernandez, Hernandez, and Preciado. The 3-2 up for Myrtle Beach in a one-run game. 3-2 here in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hillcats trying to move back above 500. Myrtle Beach trying to creep closer to that mark. They sit 6-11. Hernandez, he walked in, was left stranded at third in his last plate appearance in the fifth inning. Right-hander deals a big curveball, misses down low for ball one. Gomez has been impressive. It's his first time coming out of the bullpen this season. He did so a decent amount last year. That's chopped off the foot of Hernandez, 1-1. Really hasn't thrown him for a loop. Some guys, when they go from the rotation to the bullpen, it can throw them off and mess with their numbers and mess with their confidence a little bit, but Gomez has come out dealing. It's made, at times, Pelicans hitters look out of whack. Like right there, Hernandez taking the curveball, 1-2.
Yeah, in 2023 with the Hillcats, Gomez won 7 games, holding an ERA of 4.4. With the mainstay in Jordan Smith's rotation, now working out of the bullpen today, he's been good.
1-2 outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
So far, he's gone 4 innings. His longest outing this season, 5 innings.
He's about to hit 70 pitches, so I wouldn't be surprised if his night comes to a close soon. 2-2. Wow. Big swing and a miss from Hernandez as he's retired.
First up, number one, Hernandez.
Can keep the tying run off the base pass, the better for the Hillcats at this point in the ballgame. You don't want to be flirting with danger.
You absolutely don't. That's 10 strikeouts for Lynchburg today. Back-to-back games with double-digit Ks. Yesterday, they just had 20.
I said in my keys to the game for the Hillcats, plays inside Bank of the James Stadium, I said at the Hillcats. Need to pick up double-digit strikeouts as a staff, and they've done that here. Hernandez cuts through it for strike two. That's something that can really make a difference in the ball game, and 10's not that hard to come by. I said the mark needs to be closer to about 12, and they still have a chance to do that with another strikeout or two. Here's the two-strike pitch from Gomez. Tried to paint the top half of the zone and missed. One ball, two strikes. A dozen strikeouts would be a good mark for SoCats pitching staff. Gomez drops, kicks, and fires. Line right back up the middle. Good pick by Benjamin on the first. He got him. My, oh my. Gomez fearing for his life. Benjamin going down to the seat of his pants. That ball snipped the toothpaste off of Gomez. And Benjamin able to pick it. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Backhand Benjamin. That's two. Today, that one much better than the first. The first one was good. That one was great. That was smoked. Gomez, he's had to duck and cover a couple times today. Benjamin backing him up every single time. He's been great at second.
Benjamin Preciado steps in and pops it out of play for strike one. Gomez, he had to get out of the way of that one in a hurry as that came right back toward him. Benjamin with an outstanding pick. That was one of the best defensive plays we've seen this season, if not the best defensive play. Benjamin has made quite a few of those in his tenure as a Hillcat as Preciado swings through it for strike two. Gomez, for sure, is thankful about it. Two-strike pitch upcoming. Preciado does a good job to fight it off. And spoil it. We remain 0-2.
Preciado, 1-for-3. He did strikeout swinging in the sixth with a run of three from Gomez that he was able to get swinging.
The 0-2. Preciado again spoils one. Gomez. Six strikeouts so far. Looking for number seven. He's ahead in the count, 0-2. A one-run game, top of the eighth inning. Pittsburgh out in front. Here it comes. Breaking ball grounded sharply foul down the third baseline. Napchek. We haven't seen many balls hit to him over at third. I think that might be the first time we've called his name on the infield.
Yeah. There was one that I think split Rafael Ramirez and Napchek that he had no play on. But yeah, he's been pretty bored over at third base today. Not a bad thing. Preciado, he's been a tough out this season. His 328 average, currently sixth best in the Carolina League.
We have had five pitches in this at-bat, and four of them have been foul balls by Preciado. Bat-to-ball skills have been impressive. That's a two-strike delivery. Delivered to the glove of Lopez. Seventh strikeout for Gomez as he keeps it a one-run game. He had the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lynchburg on top, 3-2. We inch closer to the finish line here by Lynchburg. Let's take a look at this
great event. Tonight's Hillcats Walk-Up event brought to you by Katie Sunders, your home for the greatest country of all time. 1055 KD Country or online at kdcountry.com.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are proud to partner with Sheriff Randall Lynchburg and Collaborative Health Pediatrics to bring the Community Champions Program to Lynchburg for the 2024 baseball season. This program will recognize youth groups who have shown exceptional levels of hard work, determination, leadership, and sportsmanship. Participating groups will be recognized during the Lynchburg Hillcats home game through complimentary tickets, a PA announcement, and a group photo on the Hillcats video board. To learn more about the Community Champions Program, please reach out to Hagen Allred, hagenallred at lynchburg-hillcats.com. The fans don't get pro for us tonight. Dick Falls for $5. Your chance to win T-shirts.
Pedro Lopez, Pedro Ramiro, Junior, leading up
all
for the Hill Test as we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. On the seventh inning. Last chance maybe for the Hillcats to add some insurance runs. First pitch misses down low for ball one. Maybe their last up, so Myrtle Beach can't tie things up in the top half of the ninth inning. Cats are hoping to make it a little bit more difficult for them. Not sure where it missed, but the home plate umpire Pacheco said it did for ball two.
Sneaky game for Juan Benjamin. 1-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. Couple of nice plays out on the clay. Who knows, maybe a bid for a Hillcat Hero?
I was thinking just that. We don't typically give out Hillcat Hero awards for defensive plays, but the way Benjamin has played in the field, preventing some runs, that could be the difference. Snap finds the zone at 3-1. Benjamin was ready for his next walk. Walked in the second, and he singled and drove home a run in the fifth. We are in the eighth. Right-handed Marshall. Benjamin to check through it. Full count. Marshall. Boss is at the belt, now he fires. It's out of play by Benjamin.
Good work for Benjamin to spoil a good fastball there. It's always tough when you feel like you got a pitch that was ball four, you're halfway at the line, you're called back, then two straight strikes, and change the at-bat in a hurry.
He checks this right at third base. Passiola in perfect position. Benjamin, I'm not sure he wanted to swing. It would have been a strike nonetheless, and he put it in the play right at Passiola.
Yeah, if he commits there, with the timing he has on the check swing, he's going to be blistered down Passiola's way. However, just a check. Once again, Shane Marshall gets ahead of the Hillcat order.
Robert Lopez takes upstairs ball one. Interesting night at the ballpark tonight. We've seen a boatload of mascots. You see Southpaw behind home plate right now. Enjoying his time with fans. We've had Winnie the Pooh. Miss downstairs, ball two. We've also seen Grimace.
Yeah, I saw Grimace today.
I can honestly say I thought Grimace left with a shake when that was gone for McDonald's, but Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, all making appearances here in Lynchburg this evening as part of a family-friendly weekend. It's minor league baseball in a nutshell. I never thought I'd watch Grimace pause for the national anthem, but here we are. All four to Lopez. He takes it out. Hand over heart? Hand over blob?
I was going to say hand over blob. I think the correct terminology. I've never had a Grimace. Or he freaked me out.
This mascot was about as creepy of a Grimace as you could get. He looked more like a pear than anything else, a purple pear. Rafael Ramirez Jr. will take a look at strike one.
Speaking of mascots, I have no idea how they fit that shirt over Southpaw's round gut right here. It's, when I saw that, I was thoroughly impressed.
That may be where some of the double XL t-shirts were. They were running low outside as they were handing them out before the ball game.
That probably ripped a few trying to get it over his head.
Wouldn't that shock me? Southpaw always gets the best gear. 1-1. Yeah, first strike, 1-2. Celebrity treatment for Southpaw. He can do whatever he wants, especially with the Hillcats in front, 3-2. Runner on first, one down. The 1-2 upcoming to Ramirez. Just missed off the outside edge. Everyone froze, awaiting word from the home plate umpire.
two apiece.
It's tough when the two umpire pairings have directly opposite zones. Garza wide on the outside, Pacheco the opposite.
Full count. A little low. Ramirez back into the AB.
Great set of eyes on Ramirez on those two pitches.
Here's the payoff from Marshall. And he gets Ramirez to swing through a high fastball. As he goes down a bit frustrated with himself, talking to himself as he heads back to the dugout. The last chance for Lynchburg to have that insurance run. A two-run game is a lot different than a one-run game, the way you manage it, the way that you play it. Myrtle Beachy. Two up for the Pelicans. Ariola, Rosario, and Passiola. Estrano swings through it for strike one.
Marshall's look really good today. Rafael Mara Jr. clearly upset after the strikeout. That's his third day. There's just been too many three strikeout days so far this season for Ramirez Jr. But he's adjusting to the Carolina League. It's going to take some time.
Just missed off the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Each team with four hits on the evening. Stats bounced in there. Good block by Hernandez. 2-1. Lopez does have a stolen base earlier today, and it came with two down in the fourth inning. He's not afraid to run. They are covering him a little bit closer at the bag at first. It's a 2-1 pitch. Popped up out of play by Pastrana. Count is even at two apiece. Two down. Bottom of the eighth inning. Line out of play. Good job by Pastrana to stay alive.
That's exactly what that swing was. That was preservation. Just able to foul it back. What's a good pitch? 92 on the outside. Definitely close.
Here's the 2-2. Ground ball slowly hit over toward Hernandez at second. He'll take the short toss to his brother, and the inning is over. We head to the ninth. Lynchburg leading by one. A new pitcher coming out of the pen for the Hillcats will need to hit. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Virginia Commonwealth Games, coming this summer to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Thank you, J&J, the Landscape Supply Center, for sponsoring the Hillcats browser. Go to J&J for all of your residential and commercial landscape supply needs, located at 14179 4th Road, across from the Lynchburg Airport, or visit us on the web at jmjcompanies.com for more information.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, live or on demand. Top prospects and rising stars give it all they've got on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
Steven Perez, the new arm for Lynchburg. Perez, the left-hander, stands 6'1", 155 from San Fernando, Venezuela. And last year in the complex league, he was born April 21st, 2001, so he had a birthday just a few days ago. He hoping to celebrate that with a save here tonight. This is the same opportunity. Connor, how would you take us through the numbers?
Yeah, it's his first save opportunity of the season, although he's pitched six and two-thirds innings in four games for Lynchburg. ERA, 1.35. Four walks, four hits, just one or one, and an average against 167. He has been locked out out of the bullpen for Jordan Smith. He's had his fair share of guys out of the pen that have been really solid this season. Josh Harlow, we saw him yesterday. He's been good. Weigelnick, new addition to the team. Every time we've seen him, he's been solid. Definitely got a core arms in the bullpen for Jordan Smith.
Nice to have guys you can rely upon, including Perez, who pumps the fastball by him to open up the inning. Jordan Smith mentioned at the beginning of the season that Perez was an eye and an arm that was worth looking out for. 1-1 now to Gariola. Gariola reached on an air in the fourth inning. That air helped put two runs on the board for the Pelicans. 2-1.
Quickly looking at Gomez's final stat line. 5-inning pitch. His ties his most so far this season. 2 runs, none of them earned. 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Ramon Gomez, his ERA now a minuscule 2.29. Great start for Gomez.
Perez now in trouble. Behind in the count, 3 balls and a strike to Gariola. Good hitter's count. Gariola took a healthy hack down the back of the screen.
Gariola's a guy with one swing of the bat. Can bring us to extra innings if he gets his pitch. He thought he had it there, and he went all out. Luckily for Lynchburg, wasn't able to square it up.
Tying run will be at the plate the entirety of the inning. If somebody gets aboard, then he'll be on base. Here's the payoff. Lift it into center field, not very deep. Hawk. Launch it into his glove for number one.
Center field,
Robert
Rosario.
Not give in, down 3-1. Foxen Rosario is still looking for his first hit with the Pelicans this season. For Myrtle Beach fans, they're thinking no better time than now. Lynchburg faithful, 1,805 strong. They're hoping for another strikeout. He's got two of them with the first pitch. Misses low for ball one. Approaching the 9 o'clock hour in the Hill City. Skies have turned dark. Wind blowing out toward left field now. One up. Breaking ball, fought off. Out of play, 1-1. Perez. Chopped over toward third. Natchik with a nice pick. He'll throw across the diamond. 2 down.
Smooth from Christian Natchik. Took a high hop. Got it on the short bounce. Leaves it over Velasquez in plenty of time. We haven't seen him today like we talked about our first looks at him. Very solid for Natchik over the hot corner. Paciola, though, put a good swing on the ball 3 times today. Got a base hit twice, a double, a single, and then he flew out in the 7th.
He's had an extra base hit in every game he's appeared in this series, including a home run on Wednesday. He takes an awkward swing for strike one. Only 90 from Perez, but he pinpointed it right on the corner. Here's the 0-1. Sitting high above the belt, 1 ball, 1 strike.
All right, fans, let's get on our feet for the end of this ball game here tonight and cheer on the kill gang.
2 down. Here in the ninth, 1-1. Upstairs, 2-1. Lynchburg. They've dropped 2 in this series, trying to even things up. They're back to 500, trying to get above it. Perez, the left-hander, rocks, kicks, and delivers. A breaking ball for strike 2, and Paciola now down to his final strike, and the final hope for the Pelicans. What does Perez have up his sleeve? Left-hander leans in. Now he delivers. Bounced it in there. Full count. Well, the game rests on this pitch. Passiola, 2-for-3, can extend the game by getting a board. Perez trying to end it. Here it comes. That's driven into center field. Hawk charging in. It's going to be a tough plant. Lands in front of him for a base hit and a tying run aboard. Two down here in the ninth inning for Frank Hernandez. He put a nice single in the seventh.
Passiola's single. Very similar to Frank Hernandez's, who now steps in the seventh inning. Placed perfectly between the trio of Hawk, Benjamin, and Antunez. Hawk covers a lot of ground. Even Hawk wasn't able to scoop that one in.
First pitch down and in for ball one. Hernandez is hitting 375. It's the catcher here this evening. Left-hander checks first, now he fires, and it's called a strike. And Hernandez, not a fan. Lopez may have been fooled by an announcement chirping coming from the Myrtle Beach dugout. Home plate umpire issuing a warning. They're arguing back and forth. I think the Pelicans were fooled by Lopez. The pitch may have been a strike nonetheless. Now 1-1. Missed low, two balls and a strike.
Passiola, good speed at first. Unlikely to see him go. Don't want to run into the last out of the game.
2-1. Kicked into the glove. 2-2. Once again, Myrtle Beach down to their final strike. See if this Lynchburg crowd can come to life here. Try to urge the Hillcats to victory. Infield shading Hernandez toward third. 2-2.
He got him! Ball game!
Perez slams the door shut, picks up his first save of the season, and the Hillcats pick up their 10th win on the year. Little Beach falls to 6-12. .500 at again. This step aside, recapping. Put a nice little bow on this one. We come back to the Hillcats Radio Network. I'm going to go with Hagen or something. Improved to 10-9 on the season. Good job by Stephen Perez to slam the door shut. Tonight's Hillcat Hero, though, we are going to go with Juan Benjamin. I believe Juan Benjamin would agree with that as well. As he had a nice night after this, he did pick up a hit. He walked as well and had an RBI. Ended up being the game-winning RBI for the Hillcats. As he is tonight's Hillcat hero, but maybe not for the plate, for his defensive prowess as well, as he made a couple outstanding plays in second base. The same runs and two guys off the base in that last one. Late in the ballgame, the eighth inning, when a line drive right up the middle, a short hot pick that he was able to steal his bat and fire it over the first one, really halted any hope Myrtle Beach could have built in that inning. So, on Benjamin is tonight. Hillcat hero. Taking a look at the box score for tonight's ball game. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Myrtle Beach. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Hillcats. So Pelicans actually hit. The loss goes to Hitzler, only 2. He gave up the 1 earned run. Perez picks up the save. Lynchburg scored 2 runs in the second inning. Thanks to Jose Pastrano, 2-run single with 2 down and the bases loaded. Myrtle Beach would tie things up in the fourth inning after an error by Wilfredo Antunez would allow Christopher Passiola to drive home 2 with a single of his own. But then Lynchburg in the fifth inning, Bobby Velasquez would open up the ball game, open up the inning rather, with a double. He would head over to third on the fielder's choice, and Juan Benjamin with that game-winning RBI single would bring him home. That's the box score look around. Some other notable numbers: Jackson Humphreys, 3 innings, 4 strikeouts. Passiola, 3 for 4 in the evening, 8 and 2 RBIs.
Lynchburg able to even things up and get above the even record. Great start from Humphreys. It's good to see him finally get a good one under his belt here at the Bank of James Stadium. Even better for Gomez, as he followed up Humphreys, did him justice. 2 runs on the scoreboard, not accounted for by any Lynchburg arm. As the Hillcats just able to hang on, has been down to the wire in every single game, as both these quarters have struggled to keep up with the pitching, which is not what we expected to be the case. But I can't wait to follow up over the rest of the ride, as we've got a really good pitching matchup we're going to preview on Saturday coming up here in the second part of this postgame show.
Once again, your final score 3-2. Make sure to tune in tomorrow night anywhere you get your Hillcats baseball, including Valley Live Ohio. We'll be back there at 6:30 p.m. Should be a packed house here at the ballpark. Once again, Lynchburg 3, Myrtle Beach 2. Still one more segment to go with Connor Young, but I'm Jason Brill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
Up the win 3-1. So the Mudcats, they go to 14-5. Salem move up to 8-11, right behind the Hillcats. Charleston and Kannapolis, they're in the top eight. So far, Charleston out ahead, 3-2. Fredericksburg, they trail Delmarva 1-5. Delmarva, they were shut out in back-to-back games. Their record of 2-15. Fredericksburg, 12-6. The Shorebirds are able to hold on. Fredericksburg's record will drop down to 12-7. Augusta, they take on Columbia. That one in the bottom of the eighth inning. Augusta up 3-1. Down East Wood Ducks, they trail Fayetteville 1-2 in the bottom of the second. Down East, just one spot above the Hillcats. If they were to lose, they would go down to 9-9. The Hillcats would go to 10-9 after their win today and jump the Wood Ducks for the third place spot. Here's a team that if you're a Hillcat fan, you'd like to see either lose today or be on the wrong side of the scoreline so far with some time left to go in each of those games. They're all in the spot you want them to be, so all thumbs up for Lynchburg so far. We're going to take a look. Be on the bump tomorrow for a 6:30 start. 6:10 for the pregame show. Leading you through the Saturday affair to start off at 6:10 on the pregame show, working the first pitch with Jason and myself, as always, on Bayo. The best arm for the Pelicans so far this season, as far as the starter goes, will be going against Lonzo Richardson, who struggled for the Hillcats by and large. Bayo, 0-1 this season, that ERA, 2.53. And then on Sunday, you're looking ahead at another game for the Pelicans. It's Denver. We saw him already this series here in Lynchburg. He shut down the Hillcats in game one, and he'll start the final game six for the Pelicans as well. So Myrtle Beach saving their best for last as far as the starting arms go. Put a bow on it here in Lynchburg. The Hillcats, they win the game 3-2. Game four goes to Lynchburg, bringing the series 2-2 apiece. Rubber match played tomorrow. We'll see who heads out in front of the series for game five. With the Sunday game six, the last one before Lynchburg will host Kannapolis. Before we get there, you've got a good one on tap tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Tune in for 6:10 for the pregame show. And make sure you don't miss first pitch at 6:30. All that and more coming up on Saturday. But for now, thank you so much for joining Jason Brill and myself, Connor Young. I appreciate it. God bless. And I hope you come in to tune in tomorrow. Don't let her in, you'll have to get you out of it free. Don't be a friend, don't be a friend.